What'd you have for dinner?
What did you have for dinner?
I have him saying it a bunch of times, I guess. All right, Andy, what'd you have since?
Teriyaki chicken and rice.
Teriyaki chicken and what?
And white rice.
Oh, I thought you said thin rice, and I'm like, what the fuck is thin rice?
It's really thin rice.
Yeah, that's what I was going to gather from that. What about you, Esther?
I had a chicken sandwich.
Was it homemade or from where?
From Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A.
Ooh. Esther.
Is that bad, supporting Chick-fil-A?
How bad do you feel about yourself?
Hello? I always feel bad about myself.
I can eat whatever I want because I always feel bad. That's my secret. I always feel bad. Saturday, September 27th, 2025. It is 8:08 p.m. It's show number 719. It is the Vent Chat Show.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Vent Chat Show. It's been a little while, but we're back with you this week. And I've got some people here with me. This host was on the news for helping clear bike trails in a local park. It didn't surprise me, though, because he's been moving my wood for years. It's Esta.
It's pretty good. Hey, everybody.
You looked cute in those pictures.
This is all true.
That's right. I forgot about that. That is real.
I've also got, there's some other true stuff in here too. I bet you didn't know that cockfighting is legal in Minnesota. At least that's what this host told me in our hotel room. It's Dawson.
Hi. That's, yep.
Cockfighting.
It's cockfighting. Wasn't much of a fight though.
Yeah, it wasn't all bad because Dawson, he's a paid model. I don't know if you guys knew that. He is a paid model. True story. It came up this week.
That's true. Awesome. Yeah. Was the cockfighting like a flyweight versus a heavyweight? You know what I'm saying?
one of us had the reach over the other one. You know,
okay. it was a pencil versus a soup can.
This was a short soup can.
It was a docking stick.
It's like throwing a hot dog down the hallway.
You ever seen Interstellar?
International Space Station docking?
Yeah.
I should have saved that one for my last intro. It did come up this week that Dawson was a paid model.
I kept all those pictures, by the way.
Produced the proof of that way faster than I was comfortable with. It's Finn.
Okay.
Hello. You had that ready to go. Yeah,
that's why I said it, because
locked and loaded.
When Andy, okay, so Andy, can you just tell him what it was, or is that bad, Andy?
I mean, I don't work there anymore. I've worked there.
Okay.
When I worked for Best Buy, I did some modeling, and I got paid for it. And they use it for promotional shit sometimes.
So,
and like trade shows and stuff.
And it's Andy smiling, wearing like a Best Buy shirt or whatever.
Yeah, I wasn't like naked or anything.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like, hey, at Best Buy, we're here to, you know, help you get to the next step in your life or whatever. And then there's a picture of Andy and it would be like at a convention or whatever it is. But anyway, Andy posted those in our DM like a year or two or three or four or however many years ago. Whenever that was, I saw him because he posted like five of them, maybe. However many there were. And I was like, save, save, save. Like, I saved them. Because at the time, we were doing face swaps. We were in the middle of, like, a face, like, a, it was, like, a hot topic of face swapping, you know, this mm-hmm. face for that face. Mm-hmm. And I was like, this is gold, Jerry. Gold! And I saved them. And on my phone, you know, just like a lot of people, it will save them and it'll know who people are after a while. So if I type in Andy Dawson, it'll pull up every picture of Andy Dawson I have in my phone from meetups, from anything. And so when Andy brought up the Best Buy pictures the other day, his modeling pictures, he posted one and then I immediately posted another one. I'm like, oh, and here's another one. And that was my intention, was just like, ew, gross. Like, you fucking have pictures of me like ready to go. That was exactly what I was
so going fast.
For. Yeah.
It was so fast. I was whoa.
It took me off. I was like, wait, that was, I didn't even think about it. Ooh. I was in shock. I was like, that was fast.
You got him off. Did you hear that?
Yeah, he made me come.
Ew.
Yeah.
Everybody's got that, right? Where it'll know who people are in the picture and then yeah. you can just pull it up. Yeah. Yeah, it's not crazy.
No.
So that was my intention.
What's weird is when you asked me this week, you're like, what do you guys like hummus? And I
was eating
exactly like
I was 6 eating hummus
years after I had hummus for the first time.
Yeah.
Like to the day.
You started to think like, is he fucking in my phone? Like, how does he know this? Because it did it pull up like
my fucking memory.
It pulled up like hey, 6 years there. 6 years ago today, this is what you had to eat. Yeah, I just had hummus. I hadn't had it for a hot minute. And then what came to my mind was like, you guys not eating vegetables or much at all of vegetables. And then I'm like, okay, well, this was one of them. Like, where do you guys stand on hummus? Cause it's, chickpeas. And yes, I know the difference between a chickpea and a, but ground up chickpeas in kind of a dip that you can eat with pita chips or crackers or whatever, so maybe it bridges the gap of vegetable to food you would eat, you know? So that's why I was asking. I'm always curious sometimes about shit like that. Like, did I ask you, would you eat creamed corn?
Yeah, I think so.
Think so?
Who's providing the cream?
Let's not go down that road. But just, okay, well, my point is, it's like, popcorn is 100%. I know you guys would eat popcorn, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, are you doing like a corn?
Well, I'm going in reverse. And then there's corn on the cob, and I think you both said you would eat that.
I eat that all the time. Yeah,
right.
I'm fucking okay. In the Midwest. Mm-hmm.
And then mm-hmm. I'm trying to go, like, further away from, you know, from comfortable. Like, cream corn is about as far, I'm trying to think of, like, the least comfortable corn. You know?
Yeah, just don't put any green shit in it.
Yeah, because, like, that's a vegetable that you'll eat.
Yeah.
And then, like, tomatoes, you won't eat tomatoes, but you would eat, like, and I know Brent doesn't like pizza that much, which is bizarre, but, like, Andy will eat pizza that's got tomato sauce on it, right? You know what I mean? You follow what I'm getting? Yeah, I mean, but you'll eat pizza sauce on a pizza. And that's made out of tomatoes. So I always try and reverse engineer to like see how far back, how far, you know, how close can we get? You know, where's the line from vegetable to processed thing? I went and got my hair cut yesterday. And I was talking about that. I was talking about you guys. I don't know how it came up. First of all, I think it came up because, they were talking about the Mexican food joint that's in that same shopping center. And I'm like, oh, that place is the bomb. And it's like a mom and pop place and this and this. Somehow we got onto, vegetables or whatever. Also, I should mention that guy, my barber said he's got 14 siblings. He's one of 15 children.
Jesus.
And I didn't ask him if it was with the same mother, but whatever. I was just like, that's fucking insane. Like, what a 15 kids. Like, if that's one woman, dude, it's like, she might as well be like a queen bee in a beehive. Like, that's all she does is just burst out babies. Like, she has nothing else in her entire life. But, I had mentioned, like, yeah, I got a couple buddies. They don't eat much vegetables. And I think I was talking about the same thing. Like, I was asking about hummus or something. And then he's like, I used to be one of those guys. And I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, yeah, I used to not eat any vegetables. And he tried to justify it.
I used to be a piece of shit.
Too. Yeah, kind of. Yeah. And he's like, I do now though. I eat vegetables now, but I used to not.
The baby knows. He knows.
I was kind of, it just made me laugh. Like, and apparently his wife's parents own. This is it. Yeah. His wife's parents own a Mexican restaurant, and it's like a mom and pop place, you know, like a family place. And he went into how he used to not eat vegetables, and he had to basically learn to eat vegetables to eat food there, you know, because he was getting served food with vegetables in it. And I went into the Andy story about how when you were with your now wife, you had her convinced that you were allergic to onions. And so when you went to go eat dinner at your now in-law's house, and they serve something with onions in it, your now wife said to the parents, like, oh, he's allergic to onions or whatever. And they got a kick out of that. Like, all the whole barbershop got a kick out of that.
Hell yeah, dude.
I
got street cred now.
Yeah, I was telling that story, man, to everybody.
I always hate when we hear we lose a soldier.
To the no vegetable army.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's an interesting cat.
It's a bummer.
He used to be in sales and was in sales for years and then pivoted into being a barber. And he's just like, eventually I realized I hate sales. I'm like, I get it. I did sales for a hot minute, like not very long, but long enough to know I don't want to do it anymore.
Guys. Sales guys are the real pieces of shit in this world.
We went into that. It's not all sales, but like he's straight commission. That's the only money he was making. And so, you know, he was talking about like how, he worked for a company that did, water filters, water softeners, anything water related for your house. And so
water and water accessories,
water and water filter. Anyway, he had to sell shit to people that didn't need it. You know,
I only like sales guys that get paid a bunch of money and don't have to do anything for it.
Yeah.
That's the kind of sales.
Me too. I like that guy.
The best.
Yeah. I like that. I like that guy. And that have been a professional model for a short period of time.
Paid model. That's correct.
Yeah.
And they have like pretty decent sized hog.
Nah, I don't like that. Not so much. Not them.
Welcome to the fuck dome.
Because I didn't say it yet. Thank you everybody that supports us. Thank you Patreon. I know it's been a hot minute. I'll mention a couple things in a second as to why a little bit. But if you want to support us on Patreon, it's patreon.com. And search for Vent Chat on there. You get the whole pre-show, whole after show. Yes, we did some just Patreon pre-show. There's, I don't even know how many episodes on there from when we started on Patreon. Maybe hundreds for all I remember. Have extra content.
Yeah,
that have extra content that if you have not heard it, it's new to you. Which
way better?
Guarantee. Well, I don't know. Maybe. I'm not gonna say no. It's terrible.
If you want to hear turd hat content that you've never heard before,
there's a lot on there.
Go to Patreon.
We always do.
We're going to make money off the back of turd hat.
Yeah.
That's what we're doing.
We always do a chunk of content that's not even on Twitch for Patreon. And then of course,
I'm going to make money off the front of turd hat pretty soon.
And then of course the whole pre-show and after show, that's not in the regular show. So, And thank you everybody in the chat. Thank you people that subscribe on Twitch. You can of course subscribe on Twitch. And if you have an Amazon Prime subscription that you're not using, you can throw that our way. That has to be re-upped every month, but, we appreciate the people that do that and people that just hang out and, tell a friend and that kind of thing. I guess I'd never played this, even though we've been talking about it.
Did Turd hat piss into a canteen? Did Esther shave his sweet face clean? Did Sauce chop a lady in the vagine? Let's talk about what happened this week.
Just to get it out of the way, since we did the last one, I had had a biopsy. And since then, I've had biopsy number two, electric boogaloo. And that thankfully came back negative. And I had a jaw surgery and things of that nature, which was all a party. I'm doing okay. I still have doctor's appointments. I have one Monday and one in another week after that. And on, but I'm hanging in there. So just FYI, I don't want to bore everybody with sweaty details, but it's been a party. You know,
well, while we're on that subject,
yeah.
Molly finished her radiation treatments as well.
I meant to ask you about that. During that
break. So
that's awesome. Yeah, and she's
we're doing good.
She's probably got follow-up stuff to do, but she's in the clear, hopefully.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, good.
Nice. Yep, she got to ring the bell and shit, so we're at, you know, it gets worse. The after effects of the radiation,
mm-hmm.
It gets worse afterwards, but I think we're starting. She just said yesterday that she thinks it's starting to get better.
Subside. So good.
We're on the road to recovery.
Good, good, good. Well, that's awesome to hear. Well, I'm hoping I'm done with, biopsies. Although you have two and I've heard you get the third one for free. So.
As long as it's in the same year.
Yeah, well, it's a punch card kind of thing. And if the interesting thing is if I get two more biopsies, I get a free 6-inch sub. So there's that to look forward to. Hopefully that's going to be over, but I still have, there's still residual things I need to deal with and blah, blah, blah. But cross my fingers. It's bizarre because I'm renting a house and I have been looking for work, but then I had to kind of stop looking for work with all this stuff going on. Because mm-hmm. you can't, it's like I had all these doctor's appointments and it's like, you can't get a job. And then when you get the job, say, by the way, I need to take off this day, this day, this day. Oh, and I might have cancer. So we're still waiting on that. Like technically you don't have to come in telling them that. But it's not like I've read when I've been in the process of looking for work, I've either read or even heard from people. It's like, well, for the first like 8 weeks, you can't take any days off, even if you're sick or you're gone, like just instantly, like you just can't. And I get it. You know, it's like you don't want to hire somebody. And then, in the first month, they're like, oh, sorry, I'm not going to be there today. I'm not working today. And it's like, what? Like, fucking brand new, you know? So there's been that. And I still had like I said, it's been fucking over the course of this time, it's like double up biopsies and jaw surgery and other shit going on and more doctor's appointments and all that stuff. So, I'm looking to get clear of that and then get back into the mix. It has not been exactly a good job market if anyone is, been keeping their eye on that, especially out here, dude, with tech jobs, which is not what I would be looking for, but it's been a fucking slaughterhouse out here for people in the tech industry who then in turn are looking for anything else not in tech. So they're, you know, you could be applying for jobs with guys that have like worked for Google for the past 20 years and shit like that. So it's pretty bizarre out here. So thankfully I've been a landlord this entire time, and have had that going on. So I'm not, on the street or anything. So crossing my fingers, my, the guy that's been renting my house, it's a family in, that's been renting my house, my old house, have been there forever. And so I'm just crossing my fingers like, you know, please stay, just stay right there. You know, that's all until I, at least till I get working. So yeah, that's what's been going on, but it's been a bit of a bumpy road as far as like, I was, you know, I was saying in the pre-show or in, Patreon show or whatever. It's like, it's not like I had something wrong with my wrist or my knee or shit. It was like my mouth. You know what I mean? Where it's like, I've had stitches in my mouth multiple times. All this kind of shit where it's just like, I, you know, you can't, like, you couldn't do, look for work or do a show if you wanted to. You know, I can't fucking talk. For long stretches of the time. So what are you going to do? So you just, hang out and watch YouTube and Andy's not yelling at me, but I'm like, oh, I haven't seen Peacemaker season two. And he's like, oh, and all I've had is time to like watch it, but I've been watching trash, like shit on YouTube. And, God, I'm trying to remember there has been some stuff, but it just is not nothing that really has stuck with me. You know, I've watched shows here and there or caught up on things or watched movies, probably more movies. But anyway, what I was going to say, in regards to, I was mentioned like, oh yeah, Teams, I hate Teams, you know, the Microsoft Teams thing that we use now instead of Skype and whatever. But I got the number success, the 925-246 chat number, which is our, technically our phone number, even though we weren't really using it. I got it parked from Skype because Skype shut down and the number was going to go away. And I like the number, dude. It's actually a nice number. 246 chat. That's pretty fucking good, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know if, you know, I don't know what platform to use it on if we're going to use it, but that's when I realized I got it parked at a number parking thing. I think technically I could move it to Google Voice if we wanted, but in order to do that, I've got to put it on, I got to move it from where it's parked to a mobile service temporarily and then move it to Google Voice. You can't move it directly. They make it all convoluted and difficult. But what I realized was Microsoft had Skype, which I used to yell at all the time. And I think, Brent, you've yelled at it too, probably plenty.
Yeah.
And then I found out that Skype was way better than I ever gave them credit for. Like, they put together this suite of tools for podcasters that worked so well. I mean, for what we wanted. Like, I had a phone number that I could get messages on. I could get calls from cell phones and add them to our call. Like, have people call in on that number. And add them to the call and all this shit. And now if I want to replicate that, it's like hundreds of dollars more than Skype ever was, to do that, like per year or multiple services at, you know, to recreate what Skype was, is what I mean. Like Teams, you can do it, but Teams is like minimum a few hundred dollars a year to do that. And even then I think there's like limits on it. Like, oh, when you get this many minutes or some bullshit. I looked into it. And then Zoom is the same thing. Like, you could do it on Zoom and you can have a number, but then it'll be, you know, and there's like some clunky bullshit. And it's like 19 steps to get it to work. And sometimes it doesn't work or whatever. And so I'm like, there's a little tear that rolls down my cheek where it's just like, I miss you, Skype. We never knew how, you know, it's like, it's like the ex-girlfriend. You never knew how good you had it, you know? And it's like, damn, we did have it pretty good, didn't we? Teams works fine. And just, you know, I can pay whatever the fee is to just have unlimited Teams. Because right now, I know Brent's on the pro version of Teams, I think, probably through your work. I think that's like $100 a year, which isn't a big deal. But I don't get a phone number with that. And I can't, I don't think I can call other cell phones or businesses or anything with that. You know what I mean? which we fucked around with, like, occasionally. Like going all the way back to when we were talking to, asking escorts or whatever that fucking segment was. Like, could never do that now. I'd have to get, like, 3 different services to be able to do that. And have, like, 18 people on a call, including, 2 people from a cell phone or something. Can't do that. So, I miss you, Skype. I love you. And Microsoft had this.
Musk.
Yeah, I miss you. And Skype had this good thing going. And then, it took someone posting exactly that. They're like, isn't it just like fucking Microsoft? Like, they, after the fact, they had the best fucking one. And what did they do? They just took shit on it and said, we don't want to do it anymore. And it's gone. And they, we can complain about it, but for what it was the shit. So I don't know. I know it's outdated and nobody uses it, whatever, but I mean, I could split the audio. There's all kinds of other things. Team still works for what we're doing here. But, I think Skype, I want to say for all of the shit that I was using, like the phone number, unlimited calling, voicemail, it was like $50 a year. I mean, it just, for what you got, it was amazing. Ask an escort. That's right. Thank you, Smelly Melly. So I'm still looking like for a good home for that phone number. It might end up being Google Voice, I guess. Oh, and now Google Voice, I used to have a Google Voice number, a different one for a long time. But now you have to send a text message or make a call with it every 90 days or they reclaim it and take it away from you. So there's that too. You have to like put it on your calendar if someone doesn't use it. What else? The other thing that happened this week that I loved and hate is that Jeff Bezos did it again. I fucking don't want to give Jeff Bezos more and more of my money, but now they've got $25 no tip needed grocery delivery, about 80%, 90%, 80 to 90% of what you can order off of Amazon Fresh grocery delivery. Not everything, but almost everything. You can get delivered as long as you do a $25 order minimum. And if you do it early in the day, it's same day. And what I mean is you could buy other shit and grocery. So like you could buy a phone charger and eggs. And as long as they're both same day delivery, you can get it delivered that day. Like you need, I don't know. I know a lot of people, how much you guys don't use milk, but you need milk for something. You can get milk and baby wipes or whatever. You know what I mean? You don't even have to buy just groceries. Like you can just buy whatever. And I don't know if it's in everybody's neck of the woods, but it says it's in 1,000 cities. And by the end of the year, they're going to add another 1,000, which is pretty fucking amazing. I don't know. They got me again. Like every time I try and get out, they pull me back in. What am I going to do? Did you guys look and see if you have it?
Yeah, you're not going to use Amazon? Come on.
Well, yeah, I'm going to use Amazon, but...
I don't think it was by me.
I did not look, but...
I know you don't want to use it, Esta. Here's my issue is the grocery delivery options I have are so bad that is the best one. And I've tried... The one that I would use... Besides that would be Safeway, which is our grocery store chain out here. And it is so bad. I told you guys I've used it before because that's what my preference would be, even if I have to pay a little money for the service, that my local Safeway, because that's what they do. They go out and get your shit from the store and then send it to you. I don't want to use Instacart because that one is just straight up. They jack up the prices on everything, Like everything you get from Instacart, they just add like a couple bucks to whatever it is and it ends up being way more. It's sort of DoorDash for groceries. So what I want to do would be go through Safeway itself. I ordered shit from there for a recipe, including for a recipe that I needed, that I knew they would have. And they showed up and like six or eight things were missing. Like, we're out of it, we're out of it, we're out of it, we're out of it. And I was like, horseshit, you're out of it. And so I went there right afterwards to the grocery store because I was pissed because I didn't have what I needed for the recipe. It's all there. They just didn't want to get it. Like, it's right where it should be. And whoever it was, some of it was down the Mexican food aisle. You know what I'm saying? You guys have a Mexican food aisle in your grocery store? Or international foods or whatever the fuck it is. Some of it was on that aisle and they didn't want to go down that aisle. And so they didn't. And so I didn't get my shit. And it's like, well, fuck you then. I'm not, you know, what am I going to do? I'm not using this fucking thing. So that's what led me back to Amazon Fresh. Oh, and they're doing prepared meals like you would order from meal services. I don't know what. Can you guys name one of those?
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember. I don't use them.
Factor or.
Right. There's one. It was like Leaf something or. I don't know. Anyway, they have those now too. And they're $8 per meal. And they have a bunch of different meals. Like, you know, meatloaf and Swedish meatballs.
Hello Fresh, I think.
Yeah, Hello Fresh was the one I was. That's the one I was thinking of. And you don't have to buy 10 of them. You could buy one. You know what I mean? And that counts for the $25 thing. I don't really go for those. Like, I just make my own whatever. But if that was your thing, like, you could literally show up. Say you worked for a company that's sending you to, like, a extended stay America hotel, you know, that's got a kitchen, whatever they are, at some place that you're going to have to stay for a month. You could get on your fucking phone in the morning and have anything you wanted delivered there by the afternoon that you got there. Food, an air fryer, you know, you name it, and you could have it there. So it's like we aren't at transporter technology like Star Trek yet, but we're getting there. We're like 8-hour technology. You can order it in the morning and get it there by dinner time. That's the shit I'm talking about. Or, I mean, you can be a lowly human and go to a grocery store, too, if that's what you
Yeah, dude, who's going? I'd do that. I love going to the grocery store.
I have to go to one that's a further one away than the one that's close to my house because it's that bad. That's part of what keeps me doing this.
So most of the time, we'll just do pickup.
Like, order your groceries and pick them up.
Yeah, you just pull up in the parking lot, mm-hmm. You pull into a spot, you click a button, you open your trunk, and they put the shit in, and you drive off. That's what I do.
If I like could do that then, with my local one, I would do that, but I can't.
But you're missing out on all the good shit.
How so?
Because there's always new shit.
It's in the app.
The impulse. No. The impulse.
You're not looking at every single thing.
The impulse.
Well, items. Here's the other thing.
Oh, I figured 90%. Out.
I do. I go for like, if I'm going to do like a $60, $70 trip of like three things at that point. But like, you know, something I could go through the 10 items or less, I'll go in the store. I walk around. I'm in there. I'm amongst the people.
Sure.
But I'm not doing a $400 grocery order and not getting somebody else to pick it for me.
I do like that. I did a couple $100 grocery order this week, 200 and something. Was it this week? Yeah. Or close to. And they delivered all that shit. And I was like, oh, hell yes. Like, I didn't have to do anything. It was just such... And it included my Splash flavored water that I love so bad, and it was like four cases of that, and I was just like, oh, you poor bastard. I did tip, you know. But I tip on the app, so I don't have to actually come in contact with another human. Like, it's just, you know, just like everybody, it's just like, leave it at the door, go away, and then once I know there's no one in sight, then I will open my vault door and scurry my groceries in like a rat and lock up my door again and subsist for another 10 days. No, but I was thinking about this, Andy, because Andy and I were having a bit of a conversation this week about this and like not grocery shop, like, oh yeah, grocery shop. And then they deliver it and the $25, minimum is good now. Like you can order, you know, electronics and groceries and whatever. And it does mix and match. And Andy, you mentioned like, yeah, but you like going, you know, once the kids are in school, like during the day, and you like shopping and all this stuff. But it dawned on me too. A, there is that peaceful time because you get to go by yourself. But B, I live alone. So I just get whatever Fen wants, like anything Fen wants, Fen gets. But you also have to answer to other people. But if Andy does the shopping, Andy gets what Andy wants. And Andy could even sneak a little chef snack for on the way home if Andy wants. You know what I mean? Like you could roll out of there with like 3 packs of peanut butter cups for the drive back. You know?
I mean, I'm not doing that.
So. I'm just saying that
I could.
You get to choose the groceries if you're doing the shopping. Right. Like if your wife is doing the shopping, she's picking the groceries. And maybe you won't get something that you do that you want, or you won't get a flavor that you want, or a this or a that. But if you go, you get to pick. So there is that too to think about. Cause me living Han Solo, I'm the only one that picks.
I don't think most people have trouble getting what they want from the grocery
store. No.
In a marriage.
I
think we're good.
But Andy can walk through and visually see and get where otherwise he would have to have a list of what he, you know, I want this, 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 and this. But Andy can impulse shop, and you can't impulse shop if someone else is shopping. That's what I think I was getting at. And that's what Andy made it sound like. Like when he said, yeah, but you can't see everything in there, Brent. And that's what he means. Like you don't get to see all the new stuff. Like there might be something new. Cause Andy is known for, you know, if there's a new soda, a new this, a new that, it's going in the cart. I'm not knocking it. I'm just saying that I think is part of the experience.
My Ben Stiller soda doesn't come till next week.
Order that.
I put in our chat, Ben Stiller made a soda, and it's just got 3 flavors. It's lemon lime, root beer, and Shirley Temple. And I put it in our chat. I'm like, hey, Ben Stiller made a soda. And I think at that time, Andy said, like, I'll try it or I'm going to get it or whatever.
It's like, fine, I'll buy it or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But he really did buy it. You really did buy it, huh?
Yeah, man. Of course. Staying on business.
You have to let me know how it is, especially the Shirley Temple. Because we had another discussion because you had one. That's Shirley Temple, but it's got cherries on the side, but the Shirley Temple grenadine's supposed to be pomegranate. Cause I don't like red flavor. I don't like cherry flavor. So I want to know if it tastes like the one
you'll eat red. Let's go down this road.
No, I won't eat. Well, I mean, it's not like I'm going to get a red Jolly Rancher and like throw it at the wall. I'll eat it, but it's my least favorite. Watermelon flavor is pink, not red. Okay. I just want to make sure there's a difference there.
Mm-hmm.
It's cherry I don't like. Like
what about fruit punch? Fruit punch is red.
Don't like gotcha. It. Boxed. Don't like it. Don't drink it.
You don't like fruit punch?
Do not like it. Don't drink it. I don't like red flavor. I'm not sure what about this.
Strawberry is red. Strawberry. You just said strawberry lemonade.
It's pink. I'm looking at it right now. I do like strawberries, actual strawberries, and I do like strawberry flavor. Traditionally, red is cherry, red is fruit punch. I know strawberries in there, but there are not that many strawberry candies, you know, red.
Pomegranate's red.
Yes. Again, not many there. Not a lot of pomegranate flavor. Mostly it's cherry and fruit punch. I don't like those. Pomegranate also is like a different shade of red. It's not It's not five flavor cherry lifesaver red. It's more of a maroon.
Do you? Okay. Did you always just like cherry?
Mm-hmm.
When or I was it because it tastes like medicine.
No. When I was a kid, I would get sometimes in my Christmas stocking, I would get the roll, like a five roll lifesaver bundle. You ever see that? Where it's got like the five flavor, it'll have like the a Winto green, a Pep-O mint, and then one roll would always be just cherry. And I would huck that roll at the dog. I'm like, have fun with that. I'm not eating it. I don't like it. Never liked it. Don't like fruit punch flavor. Never was a fan of Hawaiian punch. Don't like it. I don't know why. It's just one of those things. Now, I'm not so bad where it's like, I'm going to stick my tongue out and make a face and pitch a fit. I'll eat what I'm given. But that's my least favorite in any flavor combo pack of something. Fake cherry, fruit punch. If I could do away with it, I would. That's all.
I'm trying to think of other red.
You name most of them, but the other reds, there aren't many things that have that flavor. Yeah. It's pretty rare to get a strawberry flavored hard candy, except those like ones that you would see in like your grandma's candy bowl that look like look like a wrapped strawberry kind of. I don't know how to describe it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about?
The ones with like the weird center.
Yeah, it's got like a soft center.
The liquid.
Yeah.
Liquid center.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it's like, it looks like a strawberry wrapped in foil or whatever. Like the outside looks like, that's the only one I can think of that's like a hard candy that's strawberry. El Charizone says, we don't order from Amazon Fresh anymore. 5 minutes away, they have an Amazon Fresh Market store. If they had that, I would probably go to it. But we don't have one. We have one like in San Leandro, which is a ways away. I don't even think that's a store. It's just a place that you could choose to pick up instead of them delivering. It's like a fulfillment center or whatever. But at that point, why would I drive 35, 40 minutes to go to a fulfillment store to pick it up when they'll just take it to me, you know? He says, Giggles is buddy-buddy with people that work there, and they tell her what meat is being marked down, and we stock up. That's a good deal. That's the only thing I don't get through Amazon Fresh is meat I will go to a grocery store for. Steak especially. Andy, you had a good point, like, I want to see a steak before I buy it. And that is correct. I agree with you there. I usually will go to Costco and buy in bulk there. And then split it up, and then I'll use my
vacuum sealer
and I'll freeze it. And that's how I do my steak or whatever. Chicken you can get from Amazon Fresh. I mean, whatever. Chicken's chicken, you know? But, you were talking about getting a roll of something and chopping it up for steaks. What was that again?
Like a chuck roll?
Like a chuck roll from Sam's Club or something?
Yeah.
Good Lord, meat's expensive these days. I mean, like,
yeah, dude.
Steak and shit. It's crazy. That's the one thing on Amazon Fresh that is overpriced and has always been is steak and stuff like chicken. Chicken, not so much. He says, we got fillets of salmon for $4 each. Not a pound, but for each fillet, we got ribeye steaks just on. He says $3 each. Jesus, that's crazy. BGO says, I have my maid go shopping for me. I know. I get it. If you mean your wife, then that's good for you. Around here, we got to be our own wives, BGO. So we got to do everything.
Or we have someone else be our maid. Fucking 16-year-old grocery store employee. Picking my
food. Right. Yeah, that's interesting because when I do Amazon Fresh, it's one person picking the groceries, but the delivery person is just an outside, like they technically work for Amazon, but they're using their own car and all that kind of shit, you know? It'll be like a Honda whatever, or a Prius, or a this, or a that, and then they just show up and drop your shit off. But when I ordered from Target, it was the same person at Target picking up the stuff, and then they show up, and as I remember, Andy, I don't know if how often you've used Target, I think I had to meet them eye to eye. Like, they texted me from Target when they were out of something. They're like, hi, we're out of this. Do you want this instead? I'm like, sure. And then she got to my house and she's like, I'm here, you know, da, 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 da. And I was like, okay. And it's this whole interaction that I was like, I don't want this, you know?
Now that seems fucked up. I didn't have to do anything like that.
Okay.
Our Target delivery just leaves it on the porch.
I mean, the lady like texted me, but she was very nice.
Yes.
But other than that, it was just like, leave that shit on my door. I'm not talking to you.
I might have had like a weird one-off with them, but I know on Amazon Fresh, you check a box if you're okay with substitutions, and then they'll make the substitution for the next closest thing, or you can specify like, hey, if this isn't here, give me this or this or whatever. But they don't contact you other than that interface. I don't mind dealing with people. It's not like I can't deal with people. It really isn't. But that the same person that's shopping and then showing up at my house, then I'm like, how much money do you want for a tip? Because now I've met you. You know what I mean? Like, now it's personal and you're nice. And now I've got to give you a lot of money. I tip for the Amazon people, but the thing I like about that, and I think Target normally does it too, is like they give you a suggested tip, and then it's like, okay, we've already agreed on a number, and this is it. And then I just tip. But that thing now where it's like $25, there's no tip. And instead of it being like an outside person, I think I read that they actually just have their regular Amazon delivery vans have like a refrigerated section in them or something where they put the stuff. And it's just their regular guys that are already going out on their routes. So no harm, no foul, no tip. Just bring my shit. And I'm in on that. And also, I don't have to have a high minimum delivery. So if I just need eggs, as long as I hit $25, I can just get eggs and whatever else, you know? And I, fuck man, try not to hit $25 ordering on Amazon. Like all the other shit. So. Anyway. You got me, Jeff Bezos. You did it again. Checkmate. You win. You did it. You got all my money. Okay. Do you want to hear, the California one, the Minnesota one, or the Kentucky one first? Cause we're all,
Esta, you pick.
We're all guilty. Esta's the only clean one here. He doesn't have one.
He gets to pick.
We're going to hear them all. Just.
Minnesota.
Okay. And you guys may have heard the, you know, it's been a while since I did one of these. Now, of course, okay, there's a folder. This was, and I'm really bummed because this one I found a few weeks ago and I made a note of it to pull, you know, like to pull next time we did a show. And since I made the note, they pulled the clip down, which originally was a lot longer. And I could only find like this shorter clip, but it's a lady losing it on an airplane, which happens a lot. But you'll hear. She just is losing it on an airplane.
I'm from Minnesota.
Oh, whoops. That was the very, very short clip, but she announces, I have the longer, but she announces she's from Minnesota. So.
Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you! I don't even
Stop.
Care!
Stop.
No! I don't care! They don't even care!
Stop!
You know what?
Stop!
What do you do? I'm from Minnesota! I have done everything that I need to do!
We're gonna need to get her off.
Yep.
Yeah, fuck you!
Oh. Oh. My God.
I do have that last fuck you, by the way.
Fuck you!
I'm
from Minnesota!
In the longer clip, she throws in the I'm from Minnesota maybe 5 times. Ooh. It's like the I want to shake your hand guy. I want to shake your hand. I'm just going to shake your hand. I want to shake your hand. I mean, it's like, I'm from Minnesota, but I'm from Minnesota. Like, that's supposed to, like, you don't understand. Like, it's okay. She is drunk, though. Like, at one point.
She sounds like she's slurring.
Yeah, at one point she's like, I did everything I was supposed to do. Or whatever.
Yeah, I was going to say, she sounds like she's from Wisconsin, but.
Touche. Touche. Oh, BGO says.
Fuck you. Fuck you. You're cool.
BGO said, I was assuming he meant his wife. He said, no, my daughter goes shopping for me. That's nice. See, you guys that have kids, that's where it's really going to pay off. Like, when they get old enough to go shopping, that's when you win. Well, maybe.
Dude, I just cut grass for the first time in like 3 years today.
Oh, because they're cutting grass? Yeah. That's yeah, shit. Dude. Yeah, that's a shit. Yeah, I'm lucky that where I live now, we've got like, what do you call it? Like the low water thing. So I don't have grass at this house, which is a fucking amazing blessing. I'm so stoked that I don't. I still have enough, actually. I have to take that back. Where I have to weed whack. I mean, there's weed whacking to be done. But
yeah,
Yeah, there's some whacking.
It's not all the whacking.
But, and this is what's going to make it worse. I have a guy that takes care of that.
You got a guy that whacks for you?
Yeah. I have a guy that comes by, takes care of that. No, whacks, I mean, I have a guy that he doesn't come even, it's all gross. It's all gross if you want to make it gross.
Yeah, I got a guy who doesn't come either.
He doesn't come even once a month, but like whenever I call, basically, he'll, you know, come over.
And he'll come.
You got to come at least once a month.
You have science. You gotta. Yeah.
Boy, oh boy. There's two games and there's one we'll play and there's one we're not. And if we play my game, it's right up that alley.
Stop talking about coming.
No. And we'll talk about it more. We're going to talk a lot about it if we play that one.
Oh.
Esta, do you want to hear which one's next? Kentucky or California?
California.
Okay.
You son of a bitch. I knew it. I knew he was saving me for last.
Let's see. I guess I got to do a... this.
While we're waiting, I no
ladies
longer
and gentlemen,
cut my own grass.
We got him.
Sorry. Ladies and gentlemen, we got him. What'd you say, Esta?
I said I no longer cut my own grass.
What do you do?
So the neighbor kid.
Pay the neighbor kid?
He started doing the house on one side of him. We're behind him. And he kind of hit me up. He was like, would you be interested in me? So I'm like,
oh, that's sure, such a fast yes for me. If that was the, you know, if that were me, I had to do that shit growing up. I hated it. I fucking hated it. but what are you going to do? You're a kid. You do it. Matter of fact, I remember, I think my very first job was probably when I was like fucking 12 or 13 years old. And my mom voluntold me to go cut some other lady's grass, like who was too old to cut their grass, and offered me a pittance of an amount of money. But my mom basically was like, you're going to cut that lady's grass. You know what I mean? And I was just like, fuck. Like, I already hated doing our own grass. And then I had to do that. But I did it. Whatever.
I didn't mow the grass until I owned this house.
Who did it at your old place? Was it
my dad? Well, it was like before this was, I had an HOA, so like a townhouse. So they, it's just, you know, they
part of the thing. It. Yeah. Basically,
I did it as a kid. I didn't know how to do it until I owned the house.
Well, you know what? It's probably not that bad as an adult homeowner. Like, that's your first, it's like, I'm cutting the grass on my house, doop, 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 you know, but when you're a little kid and it's like a chore, anything you make a chore is a chore. you know?
Yeah, right.
I fucking hated it. Like, I had to do it every week, and it's not like we get snow out here. Like, you're doing it all fucking year, bitch. You're doing it all year.
Yeah, I do it like 5 months out of the year.
Yeah, I had to do it every week. It grew a little slower in winter, mind you, and I would pray for rain. You know, I'm just like, please let it fucking rain so I don't have to cut that grass. But that just made it worse, because then you'd have to, you know, then it would be hella long and you had to go cut it. It's like, fuck. But, whatever, I can't complain. Anyway, I'm in my mom's house, which is why I'm renting the other house, which was my old house. Both houses are now mine. And she was smart enough to do the low water, no grass thing as she got older. And she had a guy already that was coming to do, like, cut the bushes and whatever. And so that's the same guy I got. But it's not on a set schedule. So, I mean, he, you know, realistically, he probably comes by like 4 to 6 times a year, something like that. Cause otherwise I don't need it. You know, I got rose bushes and whatever. So that, you know, every other month or something like that. Which is fucking great by me, because I really just hate taking care of yard work type shit. Happy to have him come by and do it. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we got him.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got him.
I don't think we did a story on this guy, but he apparently has been, maybe we did, but he has been a serial sexual predator out here. Listen very carefully.
A registered sex offender accused of a lewd act by sniffing the backside of several women has admitted to violating his parole and will serve roughly 4 months in county jail. 38-year-old Kalees Crowder was arrested late last month, his third arrest for similar offenses. He was first arrested 2 years ago for following unsuspecting women around a Barnes & Noble in Glendale and committing lewd acts. Investigators say he also committed a similar offense at a Nordstrom Rack on North Victory Place in Burbank in July. Police say Crowder has a history of offenses dating back to 2021.
Serial butt sniffer. I'm not saying that's all he did, like it's not bad, but that's what he did all those times. And the last one that got him caught, it was actually a woman taking a TikTok video of herself in like a whatever store. I don't know what it was. They mentioned like a Nordstrom or something, and he walks up behind her on, you know, gets like, I don't remember if he's like faking, like he's trying to tie his shoe or something, and sniffs her butt. So that's what they got him for. But did you hear he's only doing 4 months for that? Like, they got him a third time, and now he's going away for 4 months. Yeah, that's like, that's
I'm
it.
I'm sniffing some butts for 4 months.
4 months in the slam? Like,
to go sniff some more butts?
Yeah, he got out, and he sniffed again. He's a repeat sniffer.
Some prison butts?
Yeah. So I don't know if I agree with that. Like, three sniffs, three
you
strikes.
You know what he's doing as soon as he gets out?
Yeah, he's going right back. I mean,
yeah, that guy's not stopping anything.
You're not getting like rehabilitated for butt sniffing in prison in 4 months. You know, you're just gonna go out and sniff. What can you? I don't know. Isn't there another, like, I'm not sure what else you can use as an outlet to get yourself off of that. Whatever.
I mean, if you like to sniff butts, I don't know what you're going to do.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
how do you wean yourself
right
off of butt sniffing?
You know, like, if you're some sort of drug addict, there's programs for that you can get into. But if you're a serial butt sniffer, I don't know if you got much hope.
Maybe you have to use, what's it called whenever you have to introduce something repeatedly, like a negative thing repeated? Maybe he just needs to like get his face shoved into like a shitty butt.
Over and over. That wasn't what I was thinking, but okay.
Maybe he just needs exposure therapy.
He might like that though. Like that, maybe ultimately that's what he wants. I was thinking like
Well,
you get.
What about a man butt?
Okay, well, I don't know. I was trying to think of like how you don't evolve a woman. I mean, maybe a mannequin or something, and have him try and sniff it. And every time he goes in for a sniff, he gets shocked. So there's like okay. a, you know, like he gets trained in his head that it's he gets a negative response if he tries to do that.
I don't how know. Much? What price?
Oh no!
Would it take? For you to allow yourself to be shoved into a poopy butt.
Oh, that went a whole different.
Your nose.
I thought you were going to say that allow him to sniff my butt.
No,
I was
no.
like, well, that's a lower number than that. It's a lower number than the one, you know, the other way. To get shoved into both? One? To get shoved into one?
Yeah, like you know.
That better be like
I mean, a
Bill Burr going to Saudi Arabia type number, you know?
To just put your nose into a poopy crack.
I don't know, man.
Maybe you don't have to get shoved.
Somebody else. Your nose somebody else it, give me an answer.
Enter the poopy crack.
Somebody else.
I mean, are we talking 100,000?
I mean, I want to say it's a six-figure number, but it's, you know.
Okay.
I don't know.
I'd probably do it for a couple grand.
A couple grand? Like, the thing is.
There's no way. There's no way.
It's how bad.
A couple grand?
I can't.
How bad is it? How bad is it?
That's what I need to know. Yeah. Like, how bad is it?
Does it matter?
Yeah. And that's the other part. It's like, I suppose it shouldn't matter because it's not sexual, but is it a man? Is it a woman? Is it someone attractive? Am I disgusted by them? There's a lot of variables.
It is an attractive woman.
God, in a weird way, it almost makes it worse. Like,
you want to ruin women's butts?
It's just like, God, she's so hot, and then it's like I have to do this disgusting thing. You know,
it's fucking Teen Mom Farrah, and it's on her OnlyFans. You pay.
That's very specific.
I don't even know who that is.
Exactly. Yeah, you do. We watched her shit into a container.
Oh, that's who it
live
is.
Live on the show.
Oh, yeah. God. I don't know, man. Like, $100,000. I don't know.
Not 75?
Okay, I mean, there's so many things. Who else knows about it? Like, are other people going to know about it?
You're the only person that knows. You're the only person that knows.
Okay. Like, the number might... Well, yeah, but then who's she going to tell? Like, does it go to...
She signs NDA. An NDA.
Okay.
Ooh.
$50,000. I'm going to drop it because, okay, like, no one's got to know.
$50,000.
Okay. I don't know. You do someone's it for how much 25. Would you do?
Someone's got a stack of 10 grand. Here you go. You're going to turn that 10 grand down? There's no way.
I can't.
You put your nose in poop for 10 grand?
There's absolutely no way you're turning 10 grand down. No way. I bet you if it's 5 grand, you're not turning that down. It's $5,000. Who was walking up giving you 5 grand to do anything? You get a little bit of shit on your nose? Come on, grow up.
Brother.
Grow up.
It's a little bit of shit.
fucking touch grass.
You haven't had shit on your nose.
Grow up.
Okay. So much fucking bad.
The closest I've come is having to pick up dog shit, and that's not close.
But it's they're not. You don't have to keep it on there. You get a little bit of poop on your nose for 10 seconds.
What?
No.
How much are you going to do it for, Andy? Less than 5 grand?
I mean,
$1,000.
$1,000 is a lot of money.
I'll come up with $1,000. And we'll see.
You're sick.
We'll see.
You just want me to put my nose in your butt.
No. You're mistaken. I'll find somebody who will do it. And then give you the $1,000. Like, I could probably find somebody that'll do it for $100 to have you put your nose.
I'm not doing it for $100.
No, you'll do it for $1,000. I'm saying all I need is like $1,100. I can give somebody else $100. I might even, here's the rub. I bet you if I look long enough, I'll find someone who will give me $1,000 to have someone do that to them, and then I'll break even.
That sounds like everyone's winning.
A little poop on your nose, grow up.
Grow up.
I don't know, man. Like, that's the, again, it's such a game time decision because I just don't know how bad it will be. You know, if it's bad, like, that number could be pretty high.
You know what's even worse? Not having money.
That's true. I mean, there's a lot of people that would do it, no questions asked. They're just like, yeah, I need that.
Because then just think, they're going to tell their freak friends and then repeat customers.
I mean, this is a whole other, you know, there's you can repeat it and shit. Like, I don't know. There's a lot going on there.
I was just curious. Just curious.
Well, I started at like a million. I got down to like 50,000.
I got you down to 50K pretty quick.
And then Andy's like 5 G's. What are you, an idiot? You know? How much for you, Brent? How much for Esta? Like, what are you guys doing?
You know, 25K maybe.
Okay, you're half my number. Come on, Esta.
Yeah, I'm not afraid of a little shit.
That's the thing. Like, you don't, you know.
We should be able to have a little bit of shit on our nose.
You don't. It's like, you can talk the talk until you're there, and then what if it's worse than you expected, you know?
Yeah, dude.
Like, that contract's signed. The contract's signed, you know. You can't think it's one thing.
I'm a man of my word.
You're just going to have to, you know, you got to do it then.
This is like an indecent proposal.
Yeah, it's like she agrees to have Demi Moore agrees to have sex with Robert Redford for $1 million, and then Robert Redford pulls down his pants and he's got like, you know, knobs all like weird, like a weird wiener or something. Like, I don't know, like, think of the worst thing you could have as a wiener, and that's what he's got, and all of a sudden she's like, damn. But she's already signed the contract or whatever. Like, there's a lot of
genital warts.
Well, I was thinking along those lines, but I didn't want to get into specifics, but like, yeah, he's got, it's just like, because why would a guy that looks like Robert Redford need to pay anyone $1 million, you know, to have sex? And it's like, well, yeah, it's because of this weird wiener I got. You know.
See, my problem is I got this weird wiener.
That's, yeah, he's like, he pulls his pants down and he's like, well, here's your problem. I got this weird wiener. So come earn that money. Esta, what's your number for that?
God, I don't know.
It's a tough one. It's a thinker.
It's a stinker.
Yeah. Thinker. You're a stinker.
We've set the range already. Come on, Esther.
Yeah, 5,000 to $1 million.
Maybe the same as Brent.
Yeah, okay.
25,000?
Liar. Yeah. There's no way. 10 grand? I give you 10 grand, you're not going to do it?
No.
I don't believe you. I don't believe you.
Ha ha! It's so hard to say until you're like, you're there and you see it, you know? Like, you're looking at it.
It's looking at you.
I'm looking at you, dude.
Oh, let's move on. I'm done with that. Kentucky. Okay, this one's all front loaded, so you have to listen right at the front. Like, it tells you, you go from A to Z, like, in the first, like, 15 seconds. Here you go. This was in Lexington, I want to say. But Kentucky. So, this is your fault.
A man is under arrest for allegedly attempting to stab his brother in the testicles with scissors. Court documents say on August 3rd, a man woke up to find his brother, 45-year-old Justin Dean, standing in the bedroom of his apartment. Dean, who apparently did not live there, immediately started stabbing the victim, but did not pierce his body. Police say the victim was still left with several bruises and marks. Dean was arrested on Friday and faces domestic violence charges. He's in Fayette County Detention Center on a $30,000 bond and set to appear in court tomorrow.
That's a weird one. First of all, you'd think, like, you know, one of them is like 14 and one of them 17. No, no, that guy's 45 years old and doesn't live there and tries to stab his brother in the testicles with scissors. But then they said he never broke skin. So you didn't stab him. It was an attempted stabbing of the testicles.
Attempted stabbing.
Yeah.
I mean, can't who say... hasn't attempted to stab their brother in the testicles?
Hmm? Sure.
Esty, you have brothers? It's like a Tuesday. You got scratched in the cornea.
Exactly.
Well, at the end of the day, the guy just had marks on him. Like, who hasn't... I mean, if you got a brother, who hasn't left a mark on their brother, right?
Mm, yeah.
Yeah, it's true.
He didn't break
no
skin.
No harm, no foul.
He didn't break skin. He didn't break skin.
Jail.
$30,000 bond.
Ripped shirt here and there.
Just wanted to scare the guy. That's all.
Yeah, ripped shirt, bruises. You know, you're not going to jail with a $30,000 bond over that.
That's crazy.
I wonder how
what
they...
What he did was normal.
Well, I'm just wondering, like, how they even, you know, prove anything or what. It's like, you call the cops, cops show up. It's like hearsay, you know, or whatever. It's like, he tried to stab me in the testicles with scissors. It's like, where's the stab wounds? It's like, I don't have any. But he tried. I don't know how you fucking figure that out.
I didn't fucking do this.
He's 45.
I didn't do anything.
I mean, he's 45, so the other brother's got to be in similar age range.
You touch my drum set?
I'll stab you in the testicles with scissors. It's very specific.
Yeah.
Okay.
Agent Duper says the guy that attempted stabbing someone in the balls got worse treatment than the guy that goes around sniffing girls' butts.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, wonder how much time he'll do for that. Well, the guy that was doing the butt sniffing, that's strike three for butt sniffing, which apparently is not a felony. Otherwise, he'd go away for all day, and he's only going away for 4 months, they said.
I thought it was only strike number two.
Oh, I don't know. I thought it was three, but maybe... maybe it was two. Either way, 4 months is not long enough. That, because that's a public... you know, there's a lot of weird rules there because you're committing a lewd act, right? But you're not touching anybody. And you're not... all you're doing is getting close to them and sniffing. And I'm not saying that that's okay. I think that's terrible. The whole thing is horrendous. But, like, in a court of law, how far, you know, it's, you're not engaging in a physical touch or taking pictures. You're not even the guy that, I saw, you know, a week or two ago, some guy got busted and there's video of it, of him, like, putting his phone on the ground underneath a lady's dress and taking a picture, right? There's physical evidence of that.
You're getting to breathe air.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you're getting close to someone's butt and sniffing. You're not touching
them.
Sorry,
I was tying my shoe.
You're not touching them. You're just sniffing. So yeah. It's bad.
Nah, dude. I got allergies.
It's bad. And it's not something I would want. I would probably freak out.
I think this guy's wrongfully accused.
There's video of it. There's a lady there's video of a lady on TikTok, like, filming herself, and the guy rolls up behind her and he's like, what's down here? You know, and he sniffs. You can't see him, but he's back there. So I don't know. So that's all I'm saying is, all I'm saying is like, how much time can you give the guy for that? Whatever. But he's not going to be any better. We already figured that out. I got a call from a prison this week. And
okay. All right.
Did I tell? So, okay. So I have a Google Pixel phone, and as I've talked about on here before, and maybe Esther too, or talk to Esther about, when you get a call and it's from a potential spam number or whatever, first of all, a lot of times it'll just automatically, you know, not answer the call and not ring the phone, and it'll just say spam. Like, if you look at your history, you'll see, like, spam call, spam call. But if it's not sure if it's a spam call or not, and Google will make that determination, if you have this setting on, which I do, and it's awesome, then it will have a robot voice, an AI, that will answer the call and say, hi, this is Google Assistant, answering the call on behalf of the owner, whatever, whatever. You'll hear it in a minute. And then it'll say, like, may I ask what you're calling about? And then it will relay that to you on the screen of the phone. Like, it'll send you a notification and it'll tell you what they are calling about, and you can decide whether to answer it or not. You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah, Apple does that now. It's the most revolutionary feature on Apple's phone.
Google's had it for like 15 years or something.
I know.
It's amazing.
We just got it.
It is amazing. So anyway,
15 years.
I don't, I mean, since the first one. I don't know how long. Forever. It seems
it's been
like
a while, but I don't know how long.
Not 15, maybe 10. I had a Pixel 2 or 1 or something, and they're on like the 10 now or something. I mean,
I had a 2 and it had it, but
yeah. So it's been a hot minute. Anyway, when you get a call from prison, they have their own like recording that plays. It's like, you got a call from such and such prison, and then says the person's name. Like, the person says their name and it's pre-recorded, and then you have to choose to
a baby eats a boy.
Pick it up. Yeah, exactly. I don't know who this is calling me from prison, but it sounds like, Andy, their last name is Dawson. Okay?
Oh, shit.
I don't know. I'm going to play it for you. You tell me. So this is the call I got from prison, and it starts with my Google phone assistant, and you hear the person say their name, and I can't really understand it. I think, though, and maybe it's my brain telling me this, that the last name's Dawson. Here.
Hi, I'm Call Assist by Google, recording this call for the person you're trying to reach. Before I try to connect you, can I ask what you're calling about?
This is Global Tellink. You have a prepaid call from
Timothy Dawson,
an incarcerated individual at the California State Prison, Reprisa, California. This call and your telephone number will be monitored and recorded. You have a prepaid call. You will not be charged for this call. To accept this call, say or dial 5 now.
Okay, let me try to get the person you're trying to reach on the line.
And then it hangs up because it didn't hear me press the right number.
You didn't tell us your AI was sauce.
I kind of thought it sounded a little bit like Brighter, honestly. But I have just the name, and I can't tell what the name is, but the last name sounds like Dawson to me, but I'll play just that section.
Jeffrey Dawson?
That's what I got.
Did sound like Jeffrey Dawson.
Who the fuck you haven't called me, Dawson? You know, who you got out here that's in prison?
You find out, he's calling back.
It doesn't let you. Let me look on my phone and see what it has for the history. Because it doesn't, I think it just says prison. Yeah, it says prison/jail. Let me click on it and see if it doesn't give me a number. Yeah, it doesn't give me a number. This is Global Telelink. You have a prepaid call from an incarcerated individual, California State Prison.
You said that like Schwarzenegger right there. California.
This is Global Telelink. You have a prepaid call from incarcerated California. Yeah, this telephone number will be monitored, recorded, whatever, whatever. Yeah, that's it. So I don't know, dude, but you got somebody out here that got my number and is fucking calling me.
Jeffrey Dawson.
So,
I don't know them.
Fix your shit.
What prison are they?
It was hard to understand. It doesn't, California State Prison, and then in the text it gets it wrong. It says California State Prison for President, California. But it's, I don't know. It's not one that I recognize anyway. Let me get the call up and see if I can get back to that spot. But let's, now I'm going to listen and try and hear. I won't play the whole thing, but if I get a little sauce.
Hi, I'm Call Assist by Google, recording this call.
Okay, now I can hear the sauce in it. It's a mix to me of Brighter and Sauce. That's what I'm getting.
On the line.
I can hear that.
I'm Call Assist by Google, recording this call for the person you're trying to reach.
Yeah.
Before I try to connect you, can I ask what you're calling about?
This is Global CalLink. You have a prepaid call from...
Timothy Dawson.
An Incarcerated Individual Act, the California State Prison, La Presa, California.
I don't know. Your guess is as good as mine on that one. California State Prison for...
Act, the California State Prison, La Presa, California. This...
I don't know. I mean, I know the big ones. I know San Quentin, you know? It's like... I'm not that familiar with, you know, maybe
there's
it is.
A lot of Dawsons.
What's up,
in
Magnus?
California prisons.
Well.
Yeah, we run that shit.
Anyway, if you figure that out, Andy, you let me know, because I can't.
Well, it's, I don't know. I can't claim this one.
Oh, Nathaniel Dawson? Jeffrey Dawson.
Is there any famous Dawson inmates?
What did we say we thought it sounded like? Jeffrey Dawson?
Jeffrey Dawson, yeah. That's what I...
There is a Jeffrey Dawson.
That's what I'm getting. What prison does it say?
Fall back.
Well, it's not like they got a fucking...
In state prison. Corcoran?
That's possible. Yeah. That's possible. Andy, it's not like they got fucking landlines in their cells or anything. Like, they, you know, you can't just call them back. I think they have to call you. And then it's monitored. And I mean, and also, we can't, if we were on Skype, I could call them right now. But I can't from here on this piece.
He's eligible for parole in April. So
that's all I
need.
He's
coming back if you don't answer his phone call.
That's all I need. He's going to find you. This guy fucking rolls up to my house. Hey, man, why don't you answer the fucking phone? I just laugh. I don't know. I just scrolled over this one.
You want to call me a dumb bitch again?
Dumb bitch? Okay. Fuck you.
So.
It was two people arguing at Walmart, and he's a terrible human being, and it kind of falls off from there. But never ask somebody if they want to do something negative to you, because they'll do it. That's all my answer was for that. I don't even know if I'll play this whole thing. It's just two idiots arguing at Walmart.
You want to call me a dumb bitch again?
Dumb bitch? Okay. Fuck you.
So.
That sounds a little bit like Dappy Man, actually.
You want to call me a dumb bitch again?
Dumb bitch? Okay. Fuck you.
So. I'm recording him for...
Let me tell you what I've accomplished.
Do you have a son?
Oh, this is also what it was. She asked him if he has a son, and I think he answers like, I haven't found a mate or something like that.
Look, you're speaking to me. I'm recording him for...
Let me tell you what I've accomplished.
Do you have a son?
I don't have any children. I haven't found a capable mate.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense.
It sure as hell
sense.
Does make a lot of sense.
That makes a lot of sense.
Tell me about your accomplishments
you
today,
talk
ma'am.
To women
I can talk to him however
them.
I want.
No,
you don't even
are.
Know what I was
it's
saying
disrespectful.
To him.
Look you're you're standing speaking up, you, to me. You're a large man.
You involved yourself in something
female.
That's not your it's not your business.
It's my business to protect other
no, it
women
isn't.
From
it's
abuse
not,
of assholes
I wasn't
like
abusing
you.
Them. You have nothing. You have no idea
it's
what I was even saying
abuse.
To them. No, you just wanted
it's
to get involved.
It's verbal abuse. And if I'm a woman
the
and you're verbally abusing a woman,
of,
I will stand between you and them every time.
And do what? Do you want to talk about it outside? And I'm going to stand between them. You want to go outside and talk about it, stupid?
Guys, do y'all want to get trespassed?
No, I want to find out who's
he's
the manager for the section.
He's being
she's involving herself
to
in something
these
that's not
employees.
Her business.
Okay.
She should just go so about her business.
And he's- I don't know. It goes on, but it never really goes anywhere, and you don't know what he did. But he sounds like an idiot, is all I know. I just thought it was funny where she's like, you want to call me a dumb bitch again? And he's like, you dumb bitch or whatever. Like, don't ask him to, if you want to do that, he's going to do it. let me see. Now I don't remember what this was. This was what I was pulling when you called me. Let me see what it is.
A man is busted.
Oh, okay. I won't play this whole thing, but do you remember when we played something that was a guy in Arizona that was writing penis on everything? He was the penis, yes. Penis writer. Ladies and gentlemen, we got him. Is another, you know, this is another one. And they got the guy yesterday. They've got the guy after years of him, right? It's somewhere in Arizona, and I don't remember where, and maybe if BGO's in here, since he's in Arizona, maybe he remembers where I mentioned it, but where it was. But he was writing penis on everything, spray painting on everything, and they got the
guy. A man is busted in connection to a series of X-rated graffiti drawings painted in Tempe. Police say Tanner Ballingy is responsible for spray painting the phrase penis man on several buildings.
That's what it
they
was.
They say the 36-year-old admitted to two incidents back in July and August, and other drawings are still being investigated tonight. Today marks 90 days since the state legislative session ended, and that means several new laws are now in effect. A new porn age verification.
Okay, and then it goes into other stories, but they got the penis man. That's what it is. He was riding penis man for years on shit in Tempe, Arizona, and he got him. It's some 36-year-old guy. So, just so we can close the book on that one. And the last one I got is in South Carolina. I found it fascinating, and maybe you will too.
32-year-old Alexander Lewis is charged with disturbing schools and malicious injury to property. Deputies say Lewis, a teaching assistant at West Florence High School, used a spray he bought online to mimic the smell of feces. Investigators believe he sprayed it multiple times between August 25th and September 19th, disrupting classes, triggering health issues, and costing the district nearly $55,000 in inspections and air conditioning damages. Lewis's total bond was set at just over $9,000. For weeks, students and staff reported headaches, nausea, and dizziness from what they described as a strong gas-like smell. We talked to several parents over the course of several weeks, this one sharing health concerns.
My son has been, his asthma has been triggered multiple times because of this, and I've had him taken to the doctor three times.
Back in August, the district sent out an email to parents saying West Florence High School's gas lines, propane systems, and air quality were inspected, and nothing dangerous was found. Now, officials believe the mystery odor was intentional and say Lewis was behind it. In Florence, Alexis Cooper, ABC 15 News.
$6,000. It just cost me $6,000.
$9,000 bond the guy had. He cost them $55,000 in all their attempts to fix their equipment, is basically what it was. But clearly, okay, so this guy was a teaching assistant, right? And he sprayed this stuff between August, late August, and like until just, you know, a week or two ago, late August to September. In my mind, he's spraying fart spray in the vents to try and clear out the classrooms, and then he gets to go home, right? Like, I don't know. Like, hey, if I spray,
maybe. You
know, he sprayed fart spray. I mean, they give it to you from A to Z there. They didn't know what it was, but now they know it's fart spray. A spray designed to mimic the odor of feces is how they put it. That's fart spray. So, and then they're saying it cost them $55,000 to go through everything. And they're testing their gas lines, and they're testing everything, and there's nothing wrong. I don't know, man. And then, speaking of, like, you better buck the fuck up, you better grow the fuck up, or grow up, or whatever, the kid that had his asthma triggered 3 times and had to go to the hospital, grow up. It's fart spray. Like, I don't know. You think that can do that? You think fart spray in the, you smell a fart and you're going to get asthma and go to the hospital? I don't know, man. I don't have kids. Maybe I'm over, you know.
I mean, it could be something in the chemical.
But I guess.
I don't know what it is and if it's...
In my mind, it's like everyone was making it out to be like this, like way worse than it was because it was unknown, right? So it's like, oh my God, this odor in the vents. And everyone in the school is like, everyone evacuate. Gas leak. It could be toxic fumes from the science department. And, you know, and then this one kid's like, my asthma! I gotta go to the hospital! And then, like, cut to, like, a couple months later, and they just find a guy with a little ball of fart. Fart stink in his pocket. And they've, like, pulled apart the air conditioning system and, like, tested the gas lines and, like, all this stuff. Guy's like, I was just trying to get the day off, man. A little fart spray. I don't know. I just found it funny. I mean, it's not funny, but the mom is just like, my son had to go to the hospital 3 times. Asthma attack. Okay, bro. I'm gonna fart on you. Send you to the hospital.
Oh,
okay. Jesus. You get farted.
There is a connection.
You get farted on you
between the chemicals and asthma.
It's at. Did you look at it? Did you Google that?
Yeah, I was just curious, like what they used as chemicals, which is like some like sulfur based compound, obviously, but
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, that poor kid.
Irritants.
Have you guys ever had a fart bomb dropped anywhere, like school or somewhere? Like one of those?
Yeah.
Like every year.
Every year?
Yeah. That was not caused by you.
Brent knows every year because he was doing it. He's like, yeah, once a year I would go.
I would be lying if I'd said I'd never done it.
Did you have
it was a common occurrence.
The capsules, like the little, cause like that's the bad glass, one. Yeah. The, like
plastic ones.
That's the bad one. The bad one is the little capsule that you smash like a ninja that's going to throw down like a smoke bomb. You know what I mean? And then vanish. It's like you throw it down and you break it.
Smells horrible.
It stinks so bad.
It is really bad.
I think
fucking ninja vanish.
Make the whole school vanish. And just like that, he's gone.
And like that, he's gone.
Yeah.
Okay, Esther, if you look it up and it says that there's some connection to asthma, then I believe you, but
it does say there is.
How you feel like a piece of shit.
It's just to me, it's like it's a, you know, I guess that's real, but like to me in my mind, it's that placebo thing where it's like you don't know what it is and you just suddenly like go into like an asthma attack, like can't breathe, stinks. You know, and then you go to the hospital.
Yeah, where it's like psychosomatic.
Yeah, or it's like
start holding your breath, and then you feel like you can't breathe because you're holding your breath, and then
like you just have you have a panic attack, and it's all, you know, it's all psychosomatic, and the school is also having, you know, the school is like tearing apart the whole school because they think there's a gas leak or there, you know, it's got to be something, you know, toxic in the, and it's just a guy with a little fart capsule, you know, throwing it in the thing, which is terrible. I'm not, again, I'm not saying that's okay. That's a shitty thing to do, but, whatever. It sounds like the guy was just trying, I mean, in my mind, I think he's trying to get days off, unless that's his fetish. You got the butt sniffer guy. You got the fart smell guy.
Yeah, I don't know. It seems like maybe it's antisocial behavior.
I mean, he's a teaching assistant. So like, why go into that?
I don't know.
If you're going to do that, but
maybe he wants the kids to pay.
Yeah, he hates. He thought it was going to be fun, but it turns out he hates kids. He hates those kids.
Fuck them kids. Fuck them kids, man.
Yeah. And it's just like, how can I do this? I'm sure he, well, no, I'm not sure. I mean, in my mind, I'm sure that he would never try and cause like an asthma attack or whatever, but who throws a fart bomb and then thinks about asthma attack? That's the last thing I would think of.
Yeah. Although, so was it three separate times?
I don't know if they said how many, but they just said I know they said multiple times between like August 19th and late August and September 19th, something like that.
I mean, maybe you wouldn't have heard about the
asthma attack.
Asthma attack.
But dude, unless you looked that up, I would have 100% assumed that it was, because kids want to get out of shit too. You know what I mean? This is like, I wonder if I can asthma attack my way out of school today or whatever. But you're probably ending up in the hospital and have to go through all that. That's no fun. Like if you just go home, that's one thing. I feel sick. But,
these kids are too soft.
Well, buck up, bro. Like, you're going to be smelling farts your whole life. Like, you don't think you're going to smell some bad stuff? You're going to. That's kind of what I was thinking.
Put that kid's nose in some poopy butt cheeks.
His number's pretty high, I bet.
Exposure therapy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe that's how it starts. Yeah. Like first you got to smell a bunch of farts. There was some actor interview that was talking about, he was in a play. It was on, it was a clip from Seth Meyers. It was this week. What's that guy's name? It's like Bobby Carnival or Bobby something. It's close to that.
Cannavale.
That was the guy.
Mm-hmm.
And he's in some play or something, but I saw a clip of an interview with him, and he said he had to call for a line in a play, like, which is pretty bad. Like, that's when you completely lose your line, and you have to, like, call over your shoulder to the curtains, like, line. Like, what's my next line? And he said he had to do it because somebody farted so bad that he lost memory of his lines. Somebody farted so like bad enough where he was like, he couldn't even remember what he was supposed to say next. And he still doesn't know if it was somebody in the audience or if it was like somebody on stage that farted. But he said,
oh man, could you imagine if you farted from the audience
and it
you,
was like, that made bad?
The actor on stage? Ooh. Oh man.
I
would never stop talking about that.
I remember one time in high school, a friend of mine, farted so bad that he, like, everyone was outside the classroom door because I guess the teacher was running late and the door was locked. So there's like 30 people outside the door, and he farted so bad he cleared it out, like cleared everybody out. And I wasn't even there. Like I was like 50 yards away, like walking towards that area. And I mean, I heard like people yelling, and then he was ended up standing there by himself and everyone ran away from him. And I don't know if he called his shot or what he did, but it was so bad. It cleared it. but what was funny about it also with this actor was, he told that story and then like right at the end of the story, he's like, that's happened twice now or something like that. And I'm like, twice, twice it happened. And it's like, at least, you know, your weakness. It's like, that's your kryptonite. It's like, if somebody farts hella bad, you know you should double down on concentrating on what your next line is, because you're about to get fucked up. So
I think we got another person that needs to grow up.
I mean, I don't know. I guess I've smelled lines. I've smelled those fart things and whatever. And I don't know. It's bad, but it's not like, I guess it's pretty bad.
Well, I mean, not everyone has an iron nose like you, though.
Yeah, you're right. I take that compliment. You know, though, I do feel for people that never had to deal with shit ever in their life, and then they're confronted with it. Like, you've never had to pick up dog shit or deal with a baby's shit or whatever, and then suddenly, as an adult, you're faced with it for the first time. You're completely unprepared. Yeah. Unprepared. You know? Like a kid that never had to work or anything, and then suddenly they have to... do shit.
Or an adult that never had to cut the grass. Yeah. Or sometimes you just get confronted with shit.
How was it, Andy, cutting that grass all of a sudden? Did you have to go to grass cutting school, or how, were you okay?
Did your dad come teach you?
Yeah.
Nobody's teaching me how to mow the grass. Just figure it out. It's not that hard.
Did you watch a YouTube video?
You gotta be dumb not to know how to mow some grass.
I'm going just right
to you're dumb, and forth. But you're just not walk that back dumb. And forth.
I mean, 40%.
I'm not an idiot.
In my mind, I'm picturing Andy standing in front of the lawnmower, holding his phone, watching a YouTube video on like how to cut grass. Like, I guarantee you.
How do I pull the string? Where do I put the gas in?
There's no string. What is that? There's no gas. It's all electric.
Man, you cut grass was push button. Man, you're living in the lap of
yeah, luxury. He cut grass as an adult then. He's just like, what?
How the fuck would gas? I go through all string? Of that bullshit of having to deal with all the gas?
Because you're a kid. You were a kid like other people who had to cut the grass and not a grown-ass man cutting the grass for the first time, like age 30-something.
So.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
I can't believe he hasn't hit me with it. Well, my parents loved me. I can't help it that yours didn't.
I'm just shocked also that you never had to cut the grass and your dad did it all the time. Like, the whole point is to have your kid. Okay. Cause part of that is like,
the whole point of having kids.
Kind of. I mean, not like the only point, but like teaching kids responsibility and tasks, Oh, fuck, man. As soon as I could cut, I think I was 6 years old cutting that grass. I mean, as soon as I could cut grass, I was cutting grass.
I feel like 6 is maybe too young.
What do I
know?
6 is probably pushing it, but I would almost guarantee you by 8 I was cutting that grass. I was young, I remember.
were you already like six feet tall by then?
Five nine.
Yeah, I was big. 8 years old. I was a big kid. I mean, I was,
big fucker.
I was a big kid, so there's that. But still, it's like, even if I like cutting grass, I'd make my kid cut the grass sometimes. Not like a go your whole life without cutting the grass type of thing. How much chores did you have to do as a kid, Andy? Like, were you nothing?
Nothing at all?
Nah, man.
Nothing?
Nah. I didn't have to do shit. Making sure my room was picked up. That's it. Didn't do my own laundry. I was an only child. I didn't have to do shit.
Take the garbage out.
You turned out just fine.
Yeah, I was an only child.
Yeah, man, I'm not a lazy piece of shit.
Not only child used shit. To be. If anything, I think as an only child, you probably had to do more shit because there's less people to spread.
Nah.
Take the garbage out?
Nah, my mom is, I didn't take the garbage out.
Didn't even take the garbage out, you motherfucker.
I mean, like, if it was, I mean, that wasn't a big deal. I'm not like, that's not a big deal. But.
I had chores.
That's it.
And an allowance.
I don't think taking the garbage out is like a chore. Just like.
Well, it isn't a chore until you have to do it. Then it's a chore. Like, if it's, like, nothing's a chore until it's part of your job. And then it's a chore. That's kind of what I mean.
Actually, this might sound weird. I actually kind of like taking the trash down to the road.
Now you do, or you always have? Good. How does
no,
it?
No, now.
You know what? I can
just I'm releasing the home of all of this stuff it doesn't need. It feels like a purge every week.
Yeah, I see that.
As an aside, it's like
taking stuff to the dump.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't. I guess in that aspect, I don't hate it. But as an aside, this happened this week. So we have garbage cans out here, and you know, we have we're all hippies and we recycle and all this stuff. So we have a green can. I know, because it's like, you know, I ask certain other people, and they're like, we don't fucking recycle anything. Yeah, and
we're not gay over here.
I live next door to the Papa John's guy. We don't recycle shit.
Yeah, dude.
But we have a green yard waste can, and then we have a blue recycle can that's for bottles, cans, cardboard, paper, you know, anything that can technically, you know, if they really recycle or not, I don't know, but you have that. And then the black can is your, you know, whatever other waste can. And that can, depending on the size of the can, they charge you more a month for that can. Do you follow what I'm saying? So mm-hmm. you can get a small one and it's a lesser charge than getting like a big one. I think there's like three or four sizes. So my black can, it's one of those ones that they pick it up automatically on the truck and the lid's on a hinge and it throws the shit in there like a lot of people have. It broke off. The lid came off. And so I called the garbage company and I'm like, hey, I need a new can or whatever. And they're like, just leave it out when you put your cans out. And, you know, after they pick them up, then another guy will come by and will replace your can. So I was coming home from my barbershop. I think it was from the barbershop. And lo and behold, the guy rolled up right as I was taking my other two cans in. I'm like, hey, good timing. And I started bullshitting with my man, the garbage guy, about whatever. I'm like, yeah, you know, I need a can. I'm like, do you want the old lid? He's like, nah, I don't need that. And I'm like, okay, well, I'll just throw that in the garbage or whatever. And ha ha. And then I said, yeah, you know, we got raccoons here and I don't want to wake up, you know, one day and after putting my cans out and my shit's all over the fucking road for 50 yards where we're like, yeah, I get that. Anyway, we're bullshitting. And so we get to the end of our like 2 minutes, 3 minutes of like nonsense and just chuckling. And he's like, hey, man, you want me to set you up with a bigger can? And I'm like, yeah, I guess as long as I don't have to pay more money. He's like, nah, don't ask, don't tell about the big can. You can have it. And I'm like, hell yeah, bro. Hook me up with that. He's like, I got you. And so he hooked me up with like the big can that I don't have to pay extra money for. And I was like, hell yeah, still got it. You know what I'm saying?
Did you tell him about your fucking neighbor that brings their can down?
You know what? You warned him about that since too? I left. Well, see, cause that's a different, that guy comes in like a box truck just with a bunch of garbage cans in the back. He's not the pick up the cans garbage guy, right? So his job all day is just to swap out cans or maybe like leave cans for a new garbage service or whatever. That's all he does. So, no, I didn't tell him about that. But since I left that scathing note on the can, and that story was someone's been putting out their green can next to mine and I've been getting double charged for it. And it isn't any of my neighbors, like not my next door neighbor, cross street neighbor, any of them. Cause I've asked them and they're like, no, fuck no. Why would I do that? And sure enough, like when they put their cans out, I can see their green can out there. You know what I mean? So I know. So that last time that happened, cause they double charged me for an extra pickup. I taped a note onto that can saying like, you know, it was like a to whom it may concern, you know, like all caps, 50 point font, you know, I'm like, if you put this dear, you know, but. If you put this can out, I get double charged or whatever, whatever. And I typed out a note and I was pissed when I did it because I saw that can out and I taped it on there. I had one neighbor down the street when I wasn't home come knock on my door that never knocks on my door after the fact, after I did that. And I'm pretty sure it was him. And he's a fucking cheap motherfucker. I won't play the song, but he is. So I'm pretty sure that's who it is. And I'm pretty sure he came over and to apologize or at least explain himself, like, well, I saw you don't always put your green can out. Now you got extra yard waste or whatever, but it never came to that. And it's never happened again since. So
he found it. He found another house to put it at.
Whatever he did. I don't give a shit. You're probably right. You're probably right. But whatever it is, I don't give a shit. It's just, it's not happening to me anymore. See, now here's the thing. I mentioned, like, I have a guy come over and, like, cut the bushes and all that kind of shit every couple months. So I don't put it out every time. Cause I don't have yard waste every time. But when I do put it out, I'll have like two or three cans worth in bags, you know, stacked up. So I'll fill it, you know, next week I'll fill it again. You know what I mean? But then I'll go like two or three weeks with nothing in it. So I get it. It's just the fucking arrogance and presumptiveness to put that can next to mine. And by the way, he's like four houses down or some shit like that. I mean, he's wheeling that shit from two blocks away to put it there. And I don't have any proof that that's him, but that guy never comes by my house. And to come by and knock on my door, it almost makes me think his wife made him do it, who I know a little better, slightly better. And he's an older guy. He's a retired guy. And he probably, and he's got my number too. He could have called me and he didn't. And I bet you his wife said, like, go down there and tell him you're sorry, you know, whatever. And he came down and I wasn't home, knocked on my door because my camera caught it. And then he's like, well, he wasn't home. I tried to do it. And that's exact. I could just hear him, can hear him doing that. You know what I mean? It's like, well, I told her I'd do it and I tried. So, it didn't happen, but hasn't happened since. So that mystery is solved for now. Anyway, I feel like, do you want to play? I mean, I know Math made a game and I thank you for that, Math, but do you want to play the short game and save the Math game for next show?
Dude,
short game's like 5-10 minutes and then we have a Rob movie review and we can get out of here.
Steelers Vikings in 8.5 hours.
Yeah.
Let's try and
punch out. Let's all get, you know, 7.5 and get up for the game. And what I'm thinking about doing is taking a future pill when I get out of here, and maybe I'll get up for it. Because I got to get up pretty early on Monday because I have an early doctor's appointment anyway. So I can't sleep till 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon and then try and get up early, you know?
Yeah. Let's do this.
Okay, so Math, thank you for the game. I had talked to these guys about that in case, because tomorrow is going to be an early day. But we'll save it, and I would like to get another show in a lot sooner than this last one. And then we keep
stretching out the distance between the shows.
Eventually.
And, like, it's like at one every 6 months. It's like, we got to do one sooner. It's like,
exponentially. Yeah, it's like that curve, a black hole. So we're going to throw this game. This is something we're going to throw into the Do You Know Anything category. Is what we'll call this, because we used that intro before and I already had it. But it's very specific and I'll explain in a very quick second. They're just 10. I think there's 11 questions total, but they're very quick. It's time to play Do You Know Anything? A lighthearted topical quiz show that tests your common knowledge.
Look, I've done a lot of stupid things in my life, okay? But you have to believe me. I don't know anything.
What kind of babbling bullshit is this?
You look really stupid.
Yeah, I do. I'm agreeing with you. Would you have a cigarette you can spare?
Are you stupid?
I forgot about, do you have a cigarette you can spare? That somehow that makes it. So the topic for Do You Know Anything is sexual world record holders. Okay? So this is kind of like Guinness Book of World Records. But it's sexual records. And you're going to need to guess closest without going over. You follow what I'm saying? Okay. So I'm going to ask you a question about a sexual world record. And then you got to give me the number that's closest without going over. And all three of you guys give me a number. And we'll just do a single point system. Huh?
Okay. So who's going
first, then, like, each round? Because it makes a difference.
Yeah, I don't know.
How about the person with the highest score goes first? Lowest score goes last?
However you guys want to do it. I hadn't, you know, I did this end of it. you guys have to figure out that end of it.
What if we rotate, Esta?
I was thinking rotate.
How many questions are there?
There's technically 10 with a 11th kicker kind of thing.
Okay.
Double check that.
How about we go in alphabetical order? I'll go first, Dawson, and then you, and then
what?
Dawson, Esta, me, Esta, Brent.
What
Dawson.
Fucking Kentucky education is a B come before an A?
Andy,
Dawson.
Okay.
Suddenly you're Dawson, but he's still
BDE, Big Dick Energy. I haven't called him Andy once in my life. I don't think
it's because he's a real one.
Or you could just say you call him Drew, and then he's still D.
I was thinking big, you know, Big Dick Energy, BDE, Brent Dawson. That's
okay,
whatever. It's okay.
So we're gonna start with one that's topical and that you guys, I'm sure, have heard the number of, but this is almost like a memory question because you maybe don't remember the number, right? OnlyFans star Bonnie Blue claims she's broken the world record for having sex with the most men in a day. How many men did she have sex with in that day? Which was actually 12 hours, if you want to know the timing of it.
Oh.
So you're trying to give me a number without going over the number. Mm-hmm. And if everybody goes over, I can buzz, yeah. I can buzz you, and then you can give me a lower, you know, everybody can give me a lower one.
I want to say it was 500.
Okay. I'm not keeping track. You guys keep track of order, so.
I thought it was 1,100.
Okay.
Holy shit.
Yeah, dude.
I'll go 600.
Okay, we do have someone that's closest and someone that's over. And the over was Andy. The closest was Esta. Andy was technically closest, but it's closest without going over. It was 1,057.
I knew it was like over 1,000, but I was like, I thought it was 1,100.
Yeah.
I thought her and some other chick were like, that's what it was. 1,000.
The first one did 1,000 maybe. And then she,
that's what maybe
was
close.
Did she break her own?
You're
record?
Close. The previous record was held by Lisa Sparks, who slept with 919 men in a day back in 2004. But Bonnie Blue, slept with. this is what's interesting. 1,057 in a 12-hour period, and there's only 720 minutes in a 12-hour period, meaning that that's more than one every 40 seconds.
It's 88 per hour. So one every 40 seconds.
Yeah, roughly.
Okay.
Is it just like,
I mean, you're not
like what?
I don't, that part I don't know.
And then you're done?
I mean, you gotta be close.
I mean, that's usually all it takes. Like,
yeah, I was gonna say, you act like it takes more than 45 seconds for you anyway.
Okay, well, Esta gets the point there. And question two, interestingly, will relate to a little bit of question one. So, you ready? I don't know who goes first on this. And this is the nice thing. It's not time, so you can just listen to the whole question. This relates to the first one, fastest male orgasm. Okay? World's fastest orgasm, and this was tested, and we're talking about from first touch to fireworks is how they put it. Okay?
Jesus.
And this was
3 seconds?
Oh no, well, hold on. Well, let me finish, but it doesn't you'll have your guess. It's not going to change your guess at all. This was done, just so you know, this was done for a male participant urology study, okay? So that's how they found it. Like, it's not just some guy saying that I could do this and I could do that. So what was your guess, Andy?
Like, 0.3 seconds.
Okay, and next?
Just instant. There's that one guy who was like, I can't stop coming. I just walk around all day long.
I'm up next.
Okay, your guess?
I'm going to go 7 seconds.
Okay, and Brent?
I'll do, what was Dawson's?
Don't go with point. Don't Price is Right
bullshit. No, what was yours? What was yours?
It was point 3, and S's was 7.
I'll split the difference of 5.
One of you was within 0.3 seconds of the correct answer. And that person was Esta. Oh. Matter of fact, if you add Andy's and Esta's together, the correct answer is 7.3 seconds. 7.3 seconds from first touch to fireworks in a urology
study. Crazy.
That seems like a long time.
7.3 seconds from from 6 to midnight, you know what I mean? And the ball drop, or whatever you want to put it. For women, it's convoluted because there's claims that they have clocked it under 30 seconds. There's claims that they have clocked, you know, but it's pretty difficult to get the correct number there.
Tell me about it.
For guys, for guys, there's a result. Let's just leave it at that. Okay. Next question. This is world's strongest vagina. And by that, we mean not
Brent,
not lifting with, let me finish the statement here. Not lifting with something pinched, but like using Kegels. You know what I mean? Like something's inserted and then lifting a weight using that. And we're looking for the lifted weight, for vaginal weightlifting, the record. I don't remember. Is it Brent that goes first?
No, I'm up.
Esther goes first. Okay.
30 pounds.
Okay.
Whoa. I was going to say 15 pounds.
Okay.
That's right. Dude, I had 15 in my head, so I got to say 16.
One of you is within 1 pound of the correct answer. And that person is Esta.
He would know about a strong vagina.
What are you fucking freak? You fucking freak.
Strong vagina.
Correct answer is 31 pounds. Esta guessed 30, which is about as close without going over as you can get. I mean, you can't get a lot closer than that. Tatiana. I mean, he's been within 0.3 seconds of the last one and within, you know, 1 pound away from this one. Tatiana Kozhevnikova set the unofficial record for vaginal weightlifting, lifting a stunning 31 pounds. Tatiana inserted a wooden egg into her vagina and attached a 14-kilogram dumbbell to the egg and then lifted the weight clean off the floor. Apparently, she uses Kegel movement to contract her muscles around the egg to keep the egg in place, and then lifts. This Russian mom of two claims that it took her 20 years of exercise to get her vagina powerful enough. So, that's how she did it.
Could you imagine? Jeez Louise.
Oh
boy.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Her, you know, it's like, is that something you want?
I don't know.
I mean, that's a lot of.
I don't want her to bear down completely, apparently.
Yeah. Mother of two. I don't know. It's a lot. Took her 20 years to get there. This one's, I'm going to admit, is a little, not convoluted, but I mean, whatever. Like, this is a claim. And it was verified, but like, you can't, you know, whatever. Who's the first up here? I'm going to read you this thing.
Me.
So this is world's oldest virgin, okay? And what we're looking for is the age without going over the age. But I'm going to tell you, this is a person that claimed that they were a virgin until they passed. You know what I mean? So they made the claim at a certain age, and then they lived a little longer than that, and it was assumed that they did not lose their virginity in those last few years. So we're going with their age of death. World's oldest virgin. I mean, a lot of people could make that claim apparently, but this is the claim. So we're looking for an age in years without going over.
Okay. Okay. Well, there is currently a very famous nun that just retired from being the nun for a college basketball team. Mm. She's 108 years old.
Okay.
So I'm going to go 110.
Okay.
Oh, shit. You think that nun's not getting her cobwebs dusted?
I'm just telling you where my head's at.
All right, Dustin, you're up. I don't, I mean, 90? I don't know.
Okay. Esther.
Man, I don't want to do 91 on you, but I think I'm going to do 91.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
The correct person without going over again is Esther at 91.
You motherfucker.
Now here's the thing. Here's the thing.
That was like a...
Go ahead. That was like a Price is Right. It's a Price is Right. You know, there's a window there. This is what's interesting, Brent. So you started at 108 and then went to 110. Now, that might be true, but we don't know the answer to that. Like, she could have had sex before she became a nun, you know, and most people don't go around claiming that they're a virgin. Like, they don't get to be 100 years old. And it's like, by the way, you know, and they don't tell people. The person that did tell people, I don't know how this happened, but her name was Clara Meadmore from Glasgow. And she said at 106 that she was a virgin, that 106 years old. She's like, she said it at 105. Excuse me. Hold on though. And she said she had no regrets about remaining a virgin, had even turned down several marriage proposals, had never been interested or fancied having sex. She was too busy for a relationship and felt that physical intimacy would be a hassle. But she died at 108. Okay? So that's technically...
No!
That's technically the number, but you would have been dead on...
No!
But you bumped it up to 110. Okay? So I heard you say 100.
God damn it.
I heard you say 108, and I was like, holy shit, he got it. And then you're like, but I think I'm going to go 110. I'm like, oh, you just fucked up. Now, the other thing I'll throw in here, and this is why it's all convoluted. There is a guy that claims that this monk lived to be 120 years old and claimed that his long lifespan was due to celibacy. But that's one of those things where, like, there's no proof that the guy was 120. You know what I mean? Like, every few years, there's a guy that claims that he's like, I'm 137 years old. And it's like, okay, well, let's see your birth certificate. It's like, oh, we didn't have them back then or whatever. And no one, you know. This one, though, is, like, provable. Like, she's 100. She died at 108 and claimed to never, whatever. What's our score anyway? Esta's, I think Esta's up 3-1.
Is 4-0.
Yeah. 4-0. Jesus Christ.
4-0. He's a freak.
Someone better go on a run here. Esta spends his day studying sexual yes, knowledge.
That's exactly. What British Jeopardy, royal history.
Glasgow. Freakology. I mean, 108 years old, you know, that's history, bitch. Longest time spent masturbating, and we're talking about a male, okay?
Consecutively or
no, one session. Let me see if they must stay aroused without ejaculating for as long as possible. You're gonna hear the word ejaculating a few times.
Man, sounds like my ideal Saturday night.
Get used to. Have you heard the word gooning? You know,
have I?
Yeah.
That word didn't exist in my lexicon. Well, I don't know how many years ago, but now I see it and it kind of, I'm disgusted by it. Like,
I saw a sign on College Game Day today that said you can't spell Oregon without gooner.
Gooner. It's so fucking weird. I don't know. It's just weird. And it's really not that big of a deal. It's just like when I see it, I'm just like, ugh, like I don't want to think about. Because it's always a guy writing it. It's not like a woman talking about it.
Dude, you know what I mean? There's tons of female gooners out there.
I'm sure there are, but they don't talk about it. It's always some fucking gross guy.
Nah, they do talk about it.
Where?
OnlyFans?
Where are you? Yeah.
Where so I can stay that's, far away from you?
Yeah, me. That's also a guy telling you that, by the way. If you think you're talking to a woman on OnlyFans.
No, it's not. No.
Keep telling yourself that. Okay. So we're looking for hours and minutes number. Whoever's going first, I don't remember again.
Dawson.
Without going over.
4 hours, 20 minutes, and 69 seconds.
Okay. Don't need seconds. And 69 is a too high of a number if you're not telling a joke. If you're not telling a joke there.
Okay. It was 420.69.
Okay. I'm looking at the actual number. Like, I'm trying to look at the real number, and then I'm like, okay, how close is that? But yeah, okay. 420.
It was really close.
I'm not going to say that till I hear the other numbers.
Nah, you don't want to tell them. Don't tell them. Estes is
Estes.
2 hours and 10 minutes.
Okay.
Let's make it a solid third of a day, 8 hours. Just putting in a full shift.
Jesus.
Oh, yeah, dude, that's...
Okay.
Putting in a full shift on the
you
shaft.
You could go like one over Andy.
He's putting a full shift on the shaft.
Let's okay. all answers in. I will tell you everyone's under.
Oh! There you go.
Which means Brent.
Score one for the good guy.
Brent got it. The number we were looking for is 10 hours and 10 minutes.
Jesus. Jesus. Going to rouse that whole time.
So this is porn star Sonny Nash demonstrated his sexual stamina. I'm a sexual Tyrannosaurus. Demonstrated his sexual stamina. Do you remember that from Predator? The sexual Tyrannosaurus thing? I don't have that, do I? Probably not. I don't
remember that.
I got it.
This stuff will make you a goddamn sexual Tyrannosaurus. Just like
me. Oh, yes.
Just like me. That's what it was. This stuff will make you a sexual Tyrannosaurus.
This stuff will make you a goddamn sexual Tyrannosaurus. Just like me.
That's Jesse the Body Ventura. Sonny Nash, 10 hours, 10 minutes. He demonstrated his sexual stamina by breaking the record for longest masturbatory session during the 2012 World Masturbate-a-thon. I mean, we all remember where we were when that happened.
Sonny, the Great Masturbation Wars of 2020.
That's right. Sonny pleasured himself for 10 hours and 10 minutes, taking the title from Masanobu Sato. Rules state that the man taking part in the competition must stay aroused without ejaculating for as long as possible. Masanobu held the record for the longest time spent masturbating at an astonishing 9 hours and 58 minutes after competing in a masturbate-a-thon in San Francisco prior to that. So, and again, I'm just going by what the internet tells me. So, you know, maybe there's been a masturbate-a-thon since 2012 and I didn't see the record of that. But that's the number I've got. And it sounds like Sonny Nash went for 10 hours, 10 minutes. The previous was 9 hours and 58 minutes. So it sounds like Sonny just went long enough to win. You know what I mean? Like, he knew this one was almost 10 hours. I'll go 10 hours, 10 minutes. Like, why go 11 hours? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But yeah.
He's just leaving the door open for the next gooner.
The funny part was, is like, when I looked this up, I first found the guy that was at 9 hours and 58 minutes. And I was looking on several sites to find these records, because most of the time they would just have like a couple. And then I found the guy that beat him. But when I first beat him, so to speak, when I found the first guy, they actually had a picture of him that cut off like at the waist where you could see his hand going down there. That was clearly taken at the masturbate-a-thon. Where he's like, he's gooning. Like, you can see just the top, you know what I mean? And he's going, and they're like, this is it, this is that the thing. Okay,
I'm not clicking on
I just put their logo. It's just their logo.
Oh, the Masturbate-a-thon logo. Wow, that's
why is the butthole so big?
That's interesting. Yeah, all
right, I'll click on it now.
It's rather, it's
the
like,
fuck is that?
It's rather regal. It's kind of regal.
It is. Why does it have a hole?
It's a big hole. It's a wiener, but then
it's
like the back half is almost like a lion. Like the back half of a lion, like two legs and then the tail's up and the lion's got a big butthole. But no, but then the front's got wings on it. But see, it doesn't look like a horse. The Pegasus is a horse. That's not a horse in the back. It's got two legs in the back.
A horse in the front.
Like a hippogriff or a
hippogriff. Griffin griffin. Yeah. It's
a griffin.
But it's well done. Congrats on that logo. Okay, next up. Let's see. Where did my... Oh, here we go. World's longest penis, and we're talking about erect penis, because they're different numbers, right?
Generally, yes.
Well.
No, mine is.
I mean, it didn't, you know, you could be you could be a shower and not a grower.
Shower.
Yeah.
You showers, not.
I don't, I mean, all. I think you have to be at least a little bit of a grower, but I'm not going to speak for everybody.
That was just a trick question to get us to tell us that he's a grower.
One would think that it would be bigger.
I like your Esther impression.
It was a little gruffer than usual.
Yes.
Understandable.
13 inches.
Okay.
That seems long. But...
Now.
13. I'll go 18.
Okay.
13 and a half.
All right.
Someone got it exactly correct.
No. I know penises.
The correct person is Andy. Andy wow. had
Yeah, because it's mine, all
and
right?
A half, 13 and a half. 13 and a half inches.
I wasn't that far off.
13. I know, that's why. I believe that. Like, Esther starts with 13, and I'm like, no one's going to beat that. I'm like... you know, here he is again. Like, S is getting it within, like, you know, the closest amount. And then Andy goes 13.5. And I was like, damn, someone knows their wieners. Anyway, Jonah Falcon is the guy. It says a British man called Jonah Falcon, but I've actually heard this guy interviewed before because exactly of this. He's kind of a weird dude. He is on the spectrum for sure. And he like, I don't know. He's just a weird guy, but 13.5 and 8.5 when flaccid. And also I remember him saying, it's basically like a wine bottle. Like it's pretty,
Jesus,
it's pretty macho. Now there's this guy. And I remember hearing about this guy too. Because when I looked this up, they had the pictures of the two people, and I remember seeing both of these guys. Roberto Esquivel Cabrera, he says he boasts an 18.9-inch penis. Now, the problem is, I remember the Guinness Book or whatever the fuck it was, he took weights and stretched foreskin and made it super long, and then claims that that's his penis. So it doesn't, they aren't counting that. You know what I mean? Like, the Jonah Falcon guy, he's just born with what he's got. The other guy was, like, hanging dumbbells and stuff off of it and doing his thing. So that
Did
one was all
contested.
Did we talk
about that guy on the show
Yeah,
before?
I think so. That's probably where I remember from. Like, and then I think even the pictures of it, like, he had it kind of all wrapped up in, like, an ace bandage or something.
Yeah.
Where you never really see it. And then... The whole thing was, it's like, no, he did have a big wiener, but he like stretched it and all this kind of stuff. It was all pretty shady. But the other guy, the Jonah Falcon guy, the only part that I sounded wrong in this is that I don't think he's British. I've heard the guy talk. And, I think he even lives in New York, if I remember the interview right. Like, they had him on, and like, the weirdest thing about him was, like, he really wasn't that interested in his wiener. Like, he just had it. You know what I mean? Like, he didn't really have any interest in it or using it to, like, get into porn or whatever. And, like, he didn't even really want to. He's shown it before, but he didn't want to show it. Like, I remember the interview, like, he wore, like, bicycle shorts. And that's, you know, how you could see it. But, like, that's the one guy, like, for years, he's had the biggest one. He just is some weird guy. Anyway, so that's the guy. Next question. What are we on? We have 1, 2, 3, 4. We have 5, 7. 5 left is what we got. And we, again, go pretty quick here. Let's just go. Largest volume of ejaculate. Okay. And we're looking for a number. Yeah. Yeah. Cause I want to give you a unit of measurement.
Yeah.
Ounces.
Ounces.
That's so disgusting. This is what I did this afternoon.
Who's first?
Do you remember, Brent, what I asked you? I'm like, did you send that game? Because Matt was going to make a game. Yeah. Like, I'm like sitting here going through that. Go ahead. Whoever's first.
Am I first? Who's first? I'll go.
I don't remember.
I'll go. 4.5 ounces.
Okay.
Dawson.
8 ounces.
How much is that?
A lot. 12 ounces.
Oh my god, Coke can?
Everybody's over. Everybody's over. Another round. Everything under. I need highest. I'm sorry. What lowest number was 4.5? I think.
Yeah.
So we need lower than
I'll go 3 ounces.
Okay.
3 ounces.
3.5 ounces.
2.
Someone was within 0.2 ounces of correct, and that person was Andy. Number we're looking for.
Again, I know because I have the record. Every time I come, I produce
on court. That's exactly what I was thinking. The number we were looking at was 3.7 ounces, which is a lot. I mean, if you think about it, I got a can of Coke here. What's that? 12 ounces? So, like, almost a quarter can of soda. Is that right? Officially recorded in the Journal of Fertility and Sterility, 1,300 male test subjects were told to hold off on sex and masturbation for a certain period of time and then come in to relieve the pressure. The average quantity came in at over 1 ounce, and the largest recorded amount was 3.7 ounces. So nobody's coming in and saying, I can produce the most, but out of 1,300 test subjects, that was the largest amount, which is a lot. Think about that. I mean, or don't. Okay, next question. El Torazon says there's a retired porn star that's 15 plus inches. He's Cuban or something. I don't know. I'm just going.
I'm not going to throw the penis challenge flag. Okay.
Okay.
We're good.
I know verifiably that Jonah Falcon guy exists. Like, when I saw the name, I'm like, I remember seeing an interview with that guy. So whatever. Other people may claim what they claim. Next question. Okay, just, you know, let's be adults. Most queefs in 30 seconds, okay? So we're looking for a number.
30 seconds. Huh?
Yeah, 30 seconds. Most in 30.
4.
Andy says 4.
10.
10?
10? Fifteen. One every 2 seconds.
Well, someone's close is without going over, but I will tell you, you're all criminally low. The answer is 93.
Three for every 1 second.
Andy was closest when he started making noise. Because I'll tell you, I have seen the clip. It was in 2007. Howard Stern hosted a Queefing Championship. Abby, a humble nurse and mother of two, happened to have amazing vagina skills. She stripped to her underwear, and after a little warm up, she queefed her way into the unofficial record books. I mean, that's close to get. 93 and 30 seconds.
Did you?
Oh, no, I didn't pull it. I didn't even look for it. I don't even know if it's available, but I remember this is from 2007. Around that time or shortly after, I did see a clip of it somewhere. I did not pull it.
That's okay. You can do your own homework at home.
Queen
LaQuifa.
Did you make up that name, or is that like a?
No, I didn't. I didn't. It was in here. Instagram post. Queen LaQuifa.
Okay. Is that her? Does it say a name? Is it Abby? I don't know. It doesn't matter. I'm just curious. But that was verifiable because they did have her do it.
Yeah.
She wasn't naked. She was on camera with underwear on, and they had a guy holding a microphone there or whatever, and she did it. So that was verifiable. Anyway, most orgasms in an hour, male. Okay.
I think I'm up first. Right?
How many orgasms in an hour? Record. And this is verified. Right. This isn't like, you know, this isn't somebody talking. This is verified.
12, you said?
12. One every 5 minutes.
Oh, I didn't hear it. 12, okay.
8.
One every 5 minutes?
10.
Everyone's under. The answer is 16. 16 in an hour. As noted from the doctors from the Center for Marital and Sexual Studies in California, I proudly say, recorded a man who enjoyed or endured 16 orgasms course of an hour. Next question. Most orgasms in an hour? Female.
Female. Jesus.
It's a female. Same, just so you know, same Center for Marital and Sex Studies in California. And I remember, they used, just so you know, used measurement tools, including pelvic floor EMG sensors, high-speed cams, and heart rate monitors. So that's how they captured it with a woman. Most in an hour 20. For female. Okay, 20.
Awesome. 32. Twice as powerful as any man.
25.
What did you say, Esther?
25.
Andy is correct at 32, or he's not correct, but he's highest at 32. The number was 134 in the course of 1 hour.
Jesus.
And that's the one where, you know, like Brent was saying, it's like, I have them all day. I can't stop having them. You know what I mean? Like, I swear I've seen a clip of a woman and a guy that have those. I remember the guy, it was like, he almost starts weeping and he does it. Did we play it on here? Yeah, he's like, I can't control what's happening. Like he takes a knee and shit. He's like, oh God. You know, it's like miserable for him. But I think there's some women that can do that and hit that spot. And then they've got the 16 an hour is impressive for a guy to me. Just cause the refractory period, but the woman clearly doesn't have any refractory period because she's hitting more than 2 a minute or whatever. We're down to the last question, everyone. What are our scores at? I think S has got it knocked out, but
yeah, 5 for me, 3 for Andy, 2 for Brett.
Okay.
Brett doesn't know anything about anything.
2, right? I got one less. You
didn't know him. You just lucky guess.
You didn't know any of them.
Yeah, I knew all of mine that I got right.
You look really stupid.
I forgot to play all these, yeah.
Are you stupid?
You are stupid.
Okay, last question.
You stupid.
Ejaculation distance world record. D distance. We're looking for feet and inches. Feet and inches.
Dawson, you're up.
I went first last time.
Thought I went first.
Nah.
Esta's got you all beat, so it kind of doesn't matter, but it's up to you.
Make him go first.
Yeah, I'll go first.
Captain Sexlopedia.
He's pretty good.
Distance. 9 feet.
Okay.
I must say we're hitting it from the free throw line. 15.
Okay. Andy?
16 feet.
Closest without going over is Andy at 16 feet. Ha. Record is held by Horst Schultz with a distance of 18 feet 9 inches.
Jesus.
Horst?
Horst. H-O-R-S-T.
It's a Horst.
What Horst. A name.
Horst.
All horsed up.
You fucking, there. You sure horsted that one.
18 feet.
Yeah, which they say is about 4 feet longer than your average double-decker bus. And clocked in at a staggering 42.7 miles per hour.
I tell you what, I don't like that.
I don't like that either.
Throwing, exit velocity.
Throwing fastballs.
I don't like that.
Throwing heat. 18 feet, 9 inches. I don't know. I don't have the, like, how they or where they got that one from, but they did it.
Terrifying would that be if you saw that? What if it was coming at you? You were just, you were at a reasonable distance of 15 feet away. You're like, I can't move, but nothing bad's going to happen. And
yeah, it's all like, of a sudden
45 miles per hour.
Clearly, I'm far enough away. You know what I mean?
Yeah, there's no way. I'm in the safe zone.
Oh, no, yeah.
Turns out you're in the splash zone.
Yeah, yeah. Should have worn a parka or a poncho or whatever.
Dude.
Yeah, and then after he gets hit,
you look really stupid.
Like, you look stupid with all that all over you. He's like, dude, this is a world record. You think, you know, what are you doing? You're like 8 feet away. You just got blasted. Now we got to wait like 2 hours for this guy to load up again. So the congratulations, Esta. You are now the world record holder in, you know. Sexual Guinness Book
Sexual Deviance.
Yeah, Sexual Deviance. And that's how we played Do You Know Anything?
Thanks for playing Do You Know Anything? You're a big dummy.
You know what occurred to me?
Oh.
You're just a kid. You don't have the faintest idea what you're talking about.
Why, thank you.
You look really stupid.
You're stupid.
Okay. Now, really, we just have Rob's review, and then someone, and I will just mention NT Arsenal said, this is back in August, because this is how long it's been. good morning, just seen the weather event in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, hoping Esta's home was spared the crazy flooding that took place over there, regards NT Arsenal, which obviously it was. Mm-hmm. That was back in August, but
yeah, we had
comment there.
Water in the basement, but...
Did we? Boy, did I.
Eve's basement was flooded?
My basement
was 10 times.
Take it easy.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was interesting because we have a big tree in the front yard, so we have.
Do I? Boy, detectors do I.
Down there in case the sewer backs up.
Oh, interesting.
Just so we know, anytime it happens.
What do they report to? Like, how do they detect? Do you have like an app or they? Okay, they beep.
No, they just beep. You can get ones that go to an app. But. So it was raining for a while, and I know I had moved those out, to like from their normal spot,
mm-hmm.
and they started beeping. So I'm like, well, shit, they shouldn't be going off because they're not down by the drain.
Are they wired? Like they're wired to something and you move them to where you want them?
No, they're just battery powered.
Oh, okay. Okay. I don't.
They're called leak frogs. Ours are.
Aw.
That's cute.
They're little frogs and they. So those went off, and so I went downstairs, and there's water coming up from like the cracks in the basement. And I'm like, well, shit, why isn't our sump pump going off? And it was because when I had fixed it, I accidentally put the like cap back on the sump pump, and it blocked it from like lifting. It's just like a float, like a
toilet. Oh, okay. Yeah. Like a toilet float.
It, you know, the water comes up, it puts the thing on, and it drops, and it turns it back off. So I fixed the sump pump. I mopped the entire floor. I bleached the entire floor.
Oh, yeah. And I never thought about that.
The second that I got done doing that, the water just came up over the sump pump edge and flooded the entire basement.
Oh, wow. How high did it go?
So like the lowest, or the, it was like 2 inches to the, like the corners, which is like the lowest. And then like by the drain, it's probably like 8 inches.
Man.
Cause the drain's, you know, sinks down quite a bit.
Yeah, I always say how I'd want a basement, and I never really think about like, that's part of the reason that
there was, you know, just no stopping the water. It just was just crazy coming in, and the sump pump was running nonstop. And I'm like, well, I don't know if this is going to get too hot or overheat. So I turned it off for a bit, and like the water that was coming over like doubled. So I'm like, I better just let it run.
Yeah.
It kind of like equalized at a certain height.
But it wouldn't, yeah, like it wouldn't overrun your house unless everything else outside was flooded, right?
Yes. And I was like making sure, like I had the little cap off the drain that goes to the sewer to make sure everything's like running, because if that backs up, we're fucked. But everything was going, and after, you know, several hours, it finally caught up and stopped flooding. And then I had to mop and bleach the whole floor again.
Ugh.
Put fans out. Oh, yeah.
There's shit everywhere. Like, you can't, there's nowhere you can.
Yeah, all the way down the street, there was people just putting carpet and couches and shit that got damaged out on the street. Yeah.
Well, yeah, because if you like finish your basement and put shit down there, now everything's flooded, and then of course it's gonna fucking mold and rot. I didn't think about the bleach thing. Yeah, you got to do that. I'm interested in the basement for the cave factor, but I don't really think about like the
flood factor. Like my house is old-ish, 60s. Somewhere in like the 80s or 90s, they started like putting like extra seals around. So like you can, you know, finish your basement without worrying about it getting water in it, but it could still flood up through the drain or whatever. But
I'll have to look at that.
It's pretty rare.
If I'm looking for a place with a basement, which I've always wanted. Jealous about that. I forget. You got a basement too, Brent? I forget. I know Andy.
Yeah, I'm in my basement.
Yeah. That's what I thought. Yeah. I thought that was the case with all of your dolls around you. Your,
yes.
Funko Pops.
Funko Pops.
Anybody getting Labubus? Your ladies are into Labubus?
We have Labubus for Christmas.
Oh my God.
So we've,
yep. Oh my God. Yep. Oh my God.
Oh my gosh.
Rob reviews Alien Earth season one. I haven't seen it. You guys have, I know some of you guys have seen it at least.
I have not.
Andy's seen it because he yelled at me. Who wants to tell me what Rob gave it? I can go last. I don't care. Or actually, who has seen it? Anybody else seen it? Who's seen it?
I have not.
Okay, so just me awesome. And you. Okay, so you guys go, I'll go third.
8.5.
I'll say 9.
Fuck. 8 or 9.5. I guess I'll go 8 because I don't. Fuck it. Let's just go 9.5 and shoot the moon. Andy?
It's like a 9.
Okay.
I don't.
I'm just doing it to not double up, but let's see what he says here.
Get ready for Wind Reviews with Rob at 1.
Alien Earth, FX Hulu original. You can also watch this on Disney Plus if you have the bundle. And it's directed by Noah Hawley, who also did the show Legion and Fargo. He's got the two good shows behind him, starring Sydney Chandler, Alex Lawler, and Timothy Oliphant, and a whole bunch of other people. This is like a prequel to the original Aliens movie, the 1979 version, and it goes into what happens with a Yutani ship with rare specimens crashes on Earth, and then hilarity ensues. A lot of world building on here. It was only 8 episodes. The season just finished this week on Tuesday. They had one per week. I don't know. I can't remember if they released a couple of the episodes in the beginning. I think they did. It was very entertaining. It's if you're a fan of the Alien franchise, and even if you like the Prometheus movies and Romulus, this is right up your alley. It was, I think this is like more of like a side story because it really fit into the continuity of other movies, but it's like really well done. Like I mentioned, Noah Hawley is the showrunner and wrote it. He had other directors individually direct some of the episodes. See, the episode 8 season finale, like, wow. Really good, but they left you hanging, so you gotta wait for a season 2. And on that note, I'm gonna give Alien Earth on Hulu / FX original, whatever you call it, I'm gonna give it 8.5 out of 10. Check it out. The whole season is out right now.
Who was 8.5? He's using something to take the sound.
He's using that fucking. That's annoying. I don't like that. It's too, your shit,
cutting
Rob.
Too much out.
Too much. Yeah, yeah. So
dial it back. Make the setting.
If it's less. At like an 8, you need it at about like a 3 or a 4.
Or just bump it up to a 20.
Or just don't use it. Because we can handle, you know. He didn't use it for the longest time, and now he's using it. Whatever, you do your thing, Rob. We're just gonna yell at you. Somebody got it though.
Yes! It's like 3 minutes. Just I got it.
Yeah. Damn, dude.
Congratulations.
It's like 3 minutes. Just end it.
Right.
Well, it's 2 minutes
using shortcuts.
2 minutes and 12 seconds. It probably would have been two minutes 30 if you didn't cut the things. But thank you for the review. That's what I was trying to figure out because it's got to be its own self-contained thing because it definitely doesn't fit in with the timeline with the other Aliens stuff if it's a prequel to Alien. I mean, unless it's like encapsulated in its own thing because they would have never, there wouldn't have been anything on Earth because they didn't even know it existed until Alien.
Or did they?
Or, I mean, actually they did before they sent them there, but I don't know. I haven't seen it. Andy's seen it, so I can't speak to how they do it, but I was trying to suss out in my head how they would do it if it's pre-Alien, but you know, they can do anything. And I forgot Timothy Oliphant was in it. That makes me want to watch it more because he's in good shit. I mean, you know, pretty much everything he's in is good. So
he's probably one of the best characters. He is one of the best characters in the show.
Many people's
favorite.
Everyone's saying he's the best character. People are talking about him.
No one's ever seen his performance.
But he's the best in pretty much everything he's in. Like, he's
pretty good.
Yeah. Sure. Even stuff I haven't seen him in. God, it was criminal that they didn't renew Deadwood for more. Such a good show. Anyway. So Brant got that. Andy sent me the outro song. I'm going to play the outro thing, but just be aware that the phone number is parked. So if you want to give us a call, leave me a audio attachment at vetchat@gmail.com and we will play it next time. But here's the thing.
Thanks for tuning in to Vent Chat. If you'd like to get in touch with us, you'll find us all on Twitter. Finn is at Vent Chat. Esta is at VentChat_Esta. Sauce will be
Overdose of Sauce.
Dawson will be at Andy_Dawson. And I will be at X_Malcolm. Turdhat's still around, and he may be at Turdhat2. Send us some actual mail at P.O. Box 6654, Concord, California 94520. And send any emails that you have to ventchat@gmail.com or call us on Skype at 925-246-2428. That's 925-246-CHAT, as in Vent Chat. Chat with us. We'll see you next time.
I'm from Minnesota! Fuck you!
Okay, so I got the link to the song that Andy sent me a while back. I hope this works. Because earlier, it didn't work. Like, whatever link it was, they took it down. But I found another link to the song that I think is the same thing. And it was Wilma, WILMAH, all of the time, right?
Yeah.
So let's hope that this works. And we will catch you on the flip side. All the time. We'll catch you on the flip side and we're out.
You never cross my mind until I'm crossing the street where I left you behind. I swear the only time is when I'm trying to fall asleep every night. I hear a British person in public and I don't think I'm a trip to London, but I don't find it troubling, 'cause it probably means a whole lot of nothing. No, I do not think of you except all of the time. No, I just will not love you besides the rest of my life. Like I'm a third or fourth Guinness, I just might have smelled your perfume on the waitress, but I forgot it by my sixth servant and figured that was just another exception. I got an Uber, she's perfect, she doesn't look like you in the slightest, except for hair in her eyes and a smile, but I don't remember 'cause it's been a while. No, I do not think of you all of the time. No, I just will not love you besides the rest of my life. Oh, it's only all the time.
Not bad.
I like that.
I liked it. I didn't love it, but I liked it. I'm not really sure. You know what was funny? Somewhere in there was a little solo, and then somebody said, yeah, that's good. And I thought it was Andy telling me to stop it for a second. I won't go back and try and find it or anything, but like, it was about 3/4 of the way through.
I heard it.
Did you hear it? And I had to go mm-hmm. check the recording mm-hmm. on the track that records you guys and Andy to see if somebody said something. Cause for a second, I thought Andy was like trying to say, that's enough. Like, you get the idea. And I was thinking in my head, I'm like, at least let the fucking song finish. It's got like a minute left. But no, it was just the guy talking in the track, but it did make me look like, let me double check. How did you find that, Andy? Was it like on TikTok or
just a TikTok. Yeah. Like they kept popping up. There's one I'm trying to get permission for right now that mm-hmm. I really want it so bad.
I want so bad.
I'm just going to put it down here. I don't think this dude has a label or anything.
Mm-hmm.
Do
you want me to play some of it or do you want me just to,
he's got like what three, do you want me to do? He's got 3,000 subscribers on, it's so obscure, but I can't get it out of my head.
Let me play just a second of it just to hear what it sounds
like.
Yeah.
Play the first like 10 seconds.
Yeah. We're good. Let's see.
It's so good.
I bet you get that shit stuck in your, it sounds like something that's gonna have a hook in it that'll make you get stuck.
The 100%, because he's like, it's something like Hot Girl Summer, but it's Fat Guy at Fall or Autumn or something like that. Like,
that's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. Yeah, this dude's particular good. One, I don't remember how far back you sent it to me, but a
couple weeks ago.
I think, because what's weird is it says August 1st that they put this up, but when whatever link I tried to click through in the thing you sent me didn't work anymore. But then I Googled around and I was able to find it. But it's almost like they deleted it and put it up again. Like, this channel that I found it on has 19 subscribers, which seems too low, you know? Like, it seems like they put it back up. But
their videos get on TikTok all the time, but they don't have, like, a lot of... I don't know. I like it, but
like it. It's, I wouldn't give it, like, a 10 for me, but it's more in the Brent, Andy realm, I think, of music, which is fine. But no, there's nothing wrong with it. I mean, I could definitely see it being popular. It's very pro sounding and recorded, and I liked it. But yeah, that was Wilma with an H, WILMAH, and it was All of the Time. Off of Topic, I think, is the album.
Yeah, I think that sounds right.
Yeah.
I'm going to, I got to punch out. My dog woke up from his nap. He's got to go piss, okay. And then I got to go to bed.
Real quick, what's the prediction on tomorrow's game for you two?
Vikings by 10.
By a million.
Well, I mean, I'm, you know, truthfully, you think it's going to be a blowout, Vikings blowout?
Usually. Truthfully, they should win by like 20, but they'll win by 10.
It's an international game, so it's...
That's why it's like, always fucked up.
Those can go silent, especially when you have shitty air
traffic. Absolutely. Well, yeah
that's, I know. Yeah,
that too. You
guys got the... Got the up on us, so.
Ooh. Yeah, it'll be fun. Either way, we just won't be friends for like 3 hours.
That's why I want to get up. Are you guys going
to
be?
I won't even get to see the end of the game live, so it'll be longer than that.
It kind of dawned on me. I have my niece's like 1 year birthday party tomorrow too, so that's. But that's not. I don't know. That's not until the afternoon. So.
Yeah, for anyway. You guys, it's 8 a.m. start or 9 a.m.
Seven and a half hours from now.
9:30 for me.
9:30 for me.
7 hours.
I think 6:30 for me. Right? Yeah.
I'll be up before that, though, because the kids don't sleep in, so.
Yeah. The kids got sports at noon, so I got to leave the house at 11:30. So I'll miss the last quarter.
It'll be over by then. All right, guys. It was fun.
Night, Andy.
Yeah.
Good night, Dawson.
See ya.
Are you guys going to be on tomorrow talking shit on DM thread or something?
I would assume. I might for while I'm there.
While you're there. Yeah.
I'll just mute everything. And
my plan is to try and take my double punch out pill and go to bed after this and then, you know, get up early and watch it with you guys. Mm-hmm. I'm just trying to get my clock in order. But the problem is I don't need my clock to be at fucking 6:30 in the morning, you know, tomorrow. But that's what it has to be if I want to watch it. We'll see. I may fucking set an alarm and pop out of bed and just be like, you guys can fuck right off and then go back to sleep. Like, I don't need it. I don't have any wagers on it or anything like that. 1-800 gambler, but I did pretty much break even back to even this week. I had some, whatever, you know, tossing around a couple wagers here and there on the NFL season and lost, and then kind of 1-1-1. And I think I mentioned for the month of September, which is the NFL season, I'm down $3.81 or something like that. So,
you should bet more.
Yeah. And then Andy out of the blue is like, you guys should bet more money, like way more. I'm like, what? You know, cause that's just not his thing. I was for my -381, $3.81. I was looking for.
Could be worse.
Yeah.
Has been worse.
As in that's just, you know, wagering for the juice, like to have a little something on games. And we're talking about like, I don't remember what I said, 14 bets or something like that. And I think I'm probably 7-7, but that's just the juice, you know, the cost or whatever.
I won $15 today on college football in the first half of the day, and I took that 15 and I made a batshit crazy. I made a batshit crazy parlay that would have turned that $15 into like 400, and it missed by one leg.
Oh,
and it was a close leg too. I was about midway through the show. I was about to jump up and down, but then
it fell apart. That's the whole thing. Like when Andy was talking about like you should bet more money, I think he was joking, but
yeah.
We do it, you and I do it for fun because it makes a game interesting that otherwise you would have no stake in. So my wagers are small, and we and Brent and I are completely opposite types of wagerers when it comes to sports. I wager on win, loss, and the spread usually. So it's like such and such team has to win by at least 3 points, or I'll do an over under where it's like the total combined score has to be under 58 points or over 58 points or whatever. Brent does these parlays that are like four things have to happen, but if he wagers $10 and all four of those things happen, he'll win $430. You know what I'm saying? Whereas like I wager $10.
No, it's not quite that much usually, but yeah. But yeah.
I wager $10 like and I'll win $10. You know what I mean? So it's like almost usually it's a little less because there's a vig, but if I bet $10 and I win, they pay me $19, my 10 and like 9 back, or $19.50 or something. Yeah. So, and my bets are easier because it's they get it or they don't get it. But Brent's are like,
and this
guy has to have 50 yards receiving. This guy has to have, you know, 10 yards rushing in the first quarter. This guy's got to throw for a touchdown. This guy's got to have at least one touchdown. And if all four of those things happen, $10 pays you $330 or whatever it is. So he only needs one to hit every so often, like in a, you know, long chain. Whereas I need to try and get 51% of my bets to hit, or, you know, 55% of my bets to hit. So it's a different.
Yeah, you win about 50% of yours, and I win about 15%.
Right, right. I mean, if I'm doing well, and even guys that gamble like professionally that do well, they're not winning 60% of the time. If they win like 55%, that or like somewhere in that range, you know, higher than 50, they're happy with that because they're betting hundreds and thousands of dollars. You know what I mean? And getting wins where they, it's like, you know, if they make a living doing it, and if they can make six figures a year doing it, they're, that's their, you know, that's their living. But they're used to not winning, you know, almost half the time as a professional. So, but it's just for fun for me. And I'll probably not wager a dime on the game tomorrow that get up early for. I might throw something on a game tomorrow just to, you know, $10 on something just for fun. But, yeah, I was just curious what the, and that was what we were joking about with the airplane thing. Like there is a little short video of the, God, now I forget which one was which. It was the Steelers going over that had the nice first class or no, the Vikings,
Vikings.
There's like a video of a guy that was flying over that was taking a picture of like his first class. And they had one of those nice, like almost a cubicle first class seat where it's like walls on the front and the side and stuff where he's in there and he's got like, you know, like a almost like a computer desk in there and whatever. He's all kicked back. And then there's a video of the Steelers and they're all in like a rented jet, but it's like a 737 and they're all like in economy, each in their own row, kind of just like rolling around. And it's just, it looks weird. I've never seen an NFL team. They're not sitting next to each other, so they have like a whole row, but they're in economy, like in the back.
Yeah, we're humble.
So
we're humble,
and they just flew over yesterday. I mean, like Saturday. It looked like, which it seems really weird.
Let me tell you something. First class doesn't win games. Dawson's about to find that out.
Yeah. The Steelers, you know, they mowed their own lawns when they were a kid. You know what I'm saying?
That's true. We're hard. Blue collar.
The Vikings.
It's a blue collar city.
They never mowed their own lawn until they had their own place. And then they had to figure out how to mow the lawn.
I wonder if he shoveled snow as a kid.
I'm fascinated because I had chores ever since I was able to do chores. You know what I mean? Like.
Yeah.
It's not like I was a slave labor, but it was like, no, you need to do work. And then I had an allowance, and it's like, in order to get your allowance, you do these chores that I assign you, whatever they are. I know taking out the garbage. I mean, I don't remember them all. Taking out the garbage and mowing the lawn once I was old enough to mow the lawn. Probably watering some shit. I don't know, but you know what I mean. And then you get your money to go to the movies or whatever the fuck it is. Mm-hmm. But to do the not, Esta, how, what did you have to do? I mean, cause you had it split up more with more people as well.
Yeah. I mean, I don't remember. I know, like, I do remember mowing the lawn and taking the garbage out. I think we like split up like vacuuming.
Stuff like that. I have to say I was lucky enough where my mom had a lady that would come over for like a couple hours on Saturday to clean. But I was an only child and my dad died when I was little. So it was like help, you know what I mean? And then she also was someone my mom kind of knew. So my mom could bounce and leave me there with her for, you know, whatever, 3 hours or something. So the lady would do like a load of laundry, vacuum, you know, whatever, like wash, do the windows or whatever else. And, she would bounce on a Saturday. So I didn't do most of that stuff, but, I know the fucking lawn garbage and whatever else. And obviously clean up your room and shit.
Yeah, the rooms.
But you got brothers or sisters or whatever, and you can split that shit up.
I had to share a room. Once I was like 5 or something, all the way.
Did you share a room, Brent? Did you share a room at all?
I shared a room until my oldest sister moved out, which would have been when I was 7.
Share a room with brother?
I shared a room up until I was 7. My youngest sister.
Oh, you shared a room with your sister, huh?
She's 6 years older than me.
Okay. Yeah. Wow. That's a little interesting dynamic.
Yep. I mean,
so bunk she beds. Was 7. Okay, so 13 when... 13 and 7.
13 and 7.
Okay, that's not quite...
It's a pretty big gap. Pretty big gap.
Yeah, but it's not like 16 and 10 or something, where like she's in high school and, you know, almost an adult.
No.
Okay. BGO is asking me if I ever played Balatro, and I still haven't, but he's saying, please smoke the crack. I mean, play Balatro. I have to. I mean, I've been... One thing I have not been doing is playing video games much at all. And if I have been, it's just been like stupid shit on my iPad. So I gotta get into that. You know, they're, as to that other game is getting closer, that kind of EverQuest-y one, Monsters and Memories. There's more and more playtests for that. And there's like 18 classes and all that kind of shit. But it is more EverQuest-y and not WoW-y. But,
okay.
Google that up.
I know that it bugs me. Teams must be extremely good at filtering out my farts.
I haven't heard of one.
I have been blasting tonight, and I just did it. I just tested. I told you all I had never in my life on this show farted anywhere other than on my chair. I stood up. Not into the mic, but level with the mic, and blasted one that would have put you all on your asses. Nothing.
I have not. Wow. I looked at the thing, and it's like, if it happened during the time that I would think it would have happened, there's nothing on the recording.
I swear, if I had done that one on my chair on Skype, you guys would have stopped everything. I stood up, level with the mic, not once again, not into the mic, level with the mic, blasted it so loud, nothing.
That's
the fart police.
It's an algorithm, and
that's crazy.
If they want to spend the money on, you know, Teams is for business, and the last thing you want is people farting on a business call, right?
So I didn't have to know every time I farted tonight.
No, you don't.
I don't think. Yeah,
I can say it confidently.
I haven't heard a single.
Are you just tricking me into farting?
I promise this.
Yeah,
this is not some trick for me to get to hear your fart.
I mean, pardon the pun, but he's gaslighting you. You know what I'm saying?
This is the part where you tricked me into talking about penises.
next week, you're going to hear Esten just cranking out farts. And us, like, trying to stifle laughter, you know? Like, don't let on that we know.
And I'm Ron Burgundy. Go fuck yourself, San Diego.
BGO says, if you want the OnlyFans of streaming, it's joystick.tv. If you want to watch people J-O while streaming. I don't know if that's what I want, but I'm gonna take a look. I'll take a look at it.